Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Acosta also tweeted about the rally incident. I'm very worried that the hostility whipped up by Trump and in some conservative media will result in somebody getting hurt. We should not treat our fellow Americans this way. The press is not the enemy.
I have all their faculties in some cases. Their elevator might not hit all floors.
Yeah, that actually wasn't that long ago when Jim Acosta said that. You know, it's because people who like Trump, they're racist, they're hillbillies. Isn't that what's been said before? What did Mark Caputo over Politico say just this week, that they all share the same teeth or they all share teeth, all of that kind of stuff, right? Isn't that, that's what we hear over and over again, right? Oh, but my gosh, we're supposed to feel so bad for these. I'm going to just be honest with you here. And by the way, welcome to the show. I am the progressive hate magnet that is Dana Lash. And I'm going to monetize all the hatred, and I'm going to have all of these silly people buy me ammo here coming up shortly. So you're going to, I mean, it's always fun, right? But what I'm kind of two minds. The press has declared the American people to be the enemy. Most people in the legacy press. And I realize that I can't use universal statements because there are some severely anally hurt people out there who don't do anything to criticize or hold accountable their own side, but they're too eager to bitch and moan at everybody else when we dare say we don't really appreciate your bias, we don't really appreciate your false headlines, we don't really appreciate your fake news. It's fascinating to me that even those who don't engage in it, they do not hold their own team accountable. They stay silent. So in some respects, they're culpable. I'm Dana Lash. Welcome to the show. I'm not here to be anybody's nanny. I'm not here to be anybody's friend. I'm not here to be anybody's confidant. I don't give a crap. I just want our country to be free, and I want people to leave me the hell alone. It's not very hard. So this, and I do mailbag of hate, but we keep booking flipping guests in third segment and completely effing up my mailbag of hate role. Anyway, so this, Acosta had a tantrum this, again, another one this morning. I'm really tired of this guy. Somebody give this guy a reality show. I know that, some skeezy, like, potentially rapey producer out in Hollywood one time who never met me before decided to dry hump off my name and get attention for himself after a tragedy occurred by saying that I pitched a reality show, which never happened, and I had an agent, and why would I go with a fat, balding dude out in Hollywood that no one has ever met that probably would make people audition on the casting couch? Gross. I could say other things, but anyway, that never happened. But maybe he could help Jim Acosta get a reality show, because it feels like Jim Acosta needs to get one. I feel like he thinks that every White House press conference is the Jim Acosta show. That's kind of what it feels like. Like every press conference that they have is the Jim Acosta show, where Jim Acosta is going to ask questions as it relates to Jim Acosta, and that's pretty much all you need to know, right? Jim Acosta is going to ask questions about Jim Acosta. And no one else is going to be able to get anything in edgewise. So, no one else is going to actually be able to, you know, ask questions. No one's going to be able to do really anything because he's or find out about any policy or really get an idea as to what's going on in the administration because Jim Acosta wants to ask some more questions about Jim Acosta. Why, Sarah Sanders? Why won't you? Somebody said CNN sucks at me. Oh, my gosh, it's so sad. Like, how are you so mean? Over and over again. Is anyone else tired of it? Because I sure as hell am. You want to know why people don't like the media? Because the media writes crap things. Case in point, I can't tell you how many false headlines are out there about just me or anyone with whom I'm associated right now. I make zero apologies for criticizing some of these people in the media. Some of these people in the media need to be criticized harder. And if it bothers you, and if it hurts your feelings, get the hell out of the industry because you're too much of a pansy to be in it. Get out of the industry. Maybe if some of y'all would stick to just writing actual stories instead of using your byline as a vehicle for TV punditry, maybe, I don't know, people would have less to criticize you about. See, this is a problem. The reason that we're in this position is because of a bunch of grown people in the United States are having a tantrum because their rickety old candidate lost in November 2016. They're rickety old, falling down in the street, losing a damn shoe, slipping down stairs at tourist sites. Their rickety candidate lost an election after she tried to steal the primary and was successful in doing that. So they lost, and they're mad, and they're going to try to whine and complain about it and do this and relitigate it over and over and over again, and they want to make everyone's lives absolutely miserable. They are the drunk sorority girl that won't shut up about her life at the party when you just want to sip your damn beer in peace and be chill. That's who these people are. It's insane. Golly. I feel so bad for some of the people in these insufferable people's lives. And so the media, and I love it how all of a sudden they're like, well, you have to appreciate a free press. You better be appreciating a free people's right to hold accountable a free press. Sit on back, bubs. We have every single right to hold a media accountable, especially when we're the people y'all are writing crap about. Y'all are calling us racists and bigots and everything. You call black people racists if they don't vote for Hillary Clinton. You guys mock black conservatives, and you try to run them into hiding, and then you go, where are all the black conservatives at? Well, first off, black Americans are about 14-15% of the population. Secondly, y'all keep killing them at Planned Parenthood, so maybe there would be more if you didn't do that. Good night. So, all of this, I actually have zero problem with going after the media. And the media, they know they're wrong and they're feeling the heat, which is why they're trying to play victim. There's power in playing victim. I've told you this before. There is great power in pretending to be a victim. Great power. I mean, and they know this. So that's why they're trying to look like, well, we are the ones besieged upon. We are the ones that are being attacked. We are the ones that are just it's so unbelievably unfortunate. We're being attacked by all these people that we're writing horribly wrong things about. Okay, well, you know, maybe if you guys can I share with you some bad reporting? Cheryl Atkinson has this like compendium of crap reporting. Just in the past, like, year. This is stuff that you def want to check out. For instance, let me look at this. Cheryl Atkinson has on her website 55, actually, it's even greater than that, top misleading news stories. Where she gets into, for instance, November 4th, 2016, USA Today said that Melania Trump was an illegal immigrant. Obviously, that was not right. November 9th, 2016, Detroit Free Press, they called Michigan for Clinton. Trump actually won Michigan. January 20th, 2017, CNN said Nancy Sinatra wasn't happy at her father's song being used at Trump's inauguration. Sinatra responded, "That's not true. I never said that. Why do you lie, CNN?" January 20th, 2017, Time magazine reported that Trump removed the bust of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office because he's a big, giant racist. In fact, they had to issue a retraction because in the pictures that they were making this assumption off of, there was one of the Secret Service agents who was standing at the door, and he obscured the bust. And it was from that picture that they said this proves Trump's racism. In fact, then January 26, 2017, Josh Rogan of Washington Post reported the State Department's entire senior administrative team resigned in protest of Trump. They actually had to come out and say, no, we were wrong, and retract it. Yeah. January 28, 2017, CNBC's John Harwood reported that the DOJ had no input on Trump's executive order. Harwood had to retract his story. CNN reported on January 31, 2017, that the White House set up Twitter accounts for two judges to try to keep Trump's selection of the Supreme Court secret. CNN later had to retract that because it was a completely false story. February 2, 2017, TMZ reported that Trump changed the name of Black History Month to American History Month, saying that the change was racist. In fact, previous presidents Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and regular H.W. Bush, had all previously called Black History Month African American History Month. Mm-hmm. They had to retract that. February 2nd, 2017, AP Associated Press reported Trump threatened the president of Mexico with invasion. Numerous publications followed suit. The Associated Press had to retract the story after it was proven to be not true. February 4th, 2017, Washington Post reported on the inside the White House cabinet battle over Trump's immigration order. The article had to be updated repeatedly to note that one of the reported meetings never actually occurred before the whole damn thing was retracted. February 14, 2017, the New York Times reported about contacts between Trump campaign staff and reported senior Russian intelligence officials. Comey later testified that the article was not true. The New York Times never retracted. February 22, 2017, ProPublica and other members of media said that Gina Haspel was in charge of a secret CIA prison. They actually had to retract the claim, saying that none of our assertions were correct. April 5, 2017, New York Times referred to Trump's daughter Ivanka as his wife. May 10, 2017, multiple outlets, including Politico, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, AP, Reuters, Wall Street Journal, said that Trump fired FBI Director James Comey after Comey requested additional sources to investigate Russian interference in the election. They had to retract the story because the DOJ, including Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, said that the stories and the reports were completely, inadequately sourced and were untrue. Most of those outlets never actually retracted or clarified their original pieces. May 27, 2018, BBC and The Guardian said that the president wasn't bothering to listen to the translation of during his speech in Italian by Italy's prime minister. They drew the conclusion without verifying anything. They had to retract the piece after it was discovered that Trump was indeed wearing an earpiece in his right ear and making notes. June 4th, 2017, NBC News reported in a tweet that Russian president told Megyn Kelly that he had compromising information about Trump. Actually, he said the opposite. NBC had to retract wholly their story. June 6, 2017, CNN, ABC, and others reported that Comey was going to refute Trump's claim that Comey told Trump three times he was not under investigation. Comey actually did the opposite and confirmed the claim. Not a single one of these networks and or publications that reported this claim originally retracted and or clarified their story. June 7, 2017, Associated Press reported that the president misread the potential cost to a family under the Unaffordable Care Act. They had to retract the story in total. I will spend, and I'm going to do this all throughout the show, and I'm going to list you just from the past year, all of the purposely, maliciously false and misleading stories that have been printed by media, not just about the president, but also by voters. And then we can have a come-to-Jesus moment as to whether or not it's the people that the press views as the enemy or the other way around. Happy Friday. We have a lot more to get into, including, let me just set you up, jobs numbers, etc. We got all that coming up. The transgender community's mad over lobster emojis. I mean, we got a lot of stuff to hit into. I know. Don't ask me. I just report the news. I don't know what the hell's going on with the lobster emoji, but it is what it is. In the meantime, One of a longtime radio sponsor of this show that people like love to attack and also think simultaneously that I don't work with when it's situationally convenient for them is Super Beats, that loves to power everybody with energy because beets are loaded with nitrates. Nitrates help boost the production of nitric oxide in the body. People who are flat earthers and hate science will ignore the fact that in 1998 a Nobel Prize was awarded to two scientists who discovered the effect that nitrates and nitric oxide have on the body. This is what increases circulation, makes your arteries wide and flexible, and helps support healthy blood pressure. Super Beets is the best way to do it because heat destroys nitrates, so they use a cold process in order to give you that additional boost in stamina, focus, and energy without the beet taste. Mild berry flavor or black cherry, call 800-664-5617. Visit danasbeets.com. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets with your first order and free shipping. 800-664-5617, danasbeets.com. The Purple Heart Foundation has been one of the longest-running supporting sponsors of this program. The dedicated men and women of the Purple Heart Foundation work tirelessly to provide for veterans and their families nationwide, and I'm proud to partner with them. Because of your generous support, the Purple Heart Foundation has been able to provide one-on-one support to our honored soldiers after they return home. And the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just serve those combat wounded. They serve all veterans and their families. If you have a vehicle you no longer need, running or not, donate it today to the Purple Heart Foundation and rest assured knowing your donation is providing invaluable services for veterans in need. They'll pick up your vehicle free of charge. They also take cash donations, which do have the most immediate impact. The Purple Heart Foundation's programs only exist because of donations from patriots like you. For more information, go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org, or you can call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. GiveToPurpleHeart.org.
Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo return this August to Reading's Cascade Theater. These two are still rocking after 39 years together. Four-time Grammy winners Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo bring their band and their hits to the Cascade August 6th. Get tickets and limited VIP passes today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
Oh, we have so much to get into. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And additionally, we have Mailbag of Hate later on where I'm going to make your hate work for me. And you're going to basically, people, haters are going to buy me ammo. God bless America. All right, let's kick it into some quick five.
It's time for Dana's quick five.
Brickstone, that place in the mall where you can get those metal balls that go back and forth and hit each other. You know what I'm talking about? That thing? Why are you... You know what I'm talking about? I explained it quite clearly. You know what I'm talking about. Don't act like Dean is so inappropriate. This thing with the metal balls, and they go back and forth. Tick, 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 tick. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, that store with all its crap that no one ever bought, but that was like a must stop in the mall, particularly if you were a teen, they filed for bankruptcy and they're closing its remaining 101 mall stores. they have, basically, it was the place where you go get massage chairs and travel luggage. Right? It's like Sky Mall, but like really in the mall. They're closing. This is weird. The Verge, which sucks, and I have an update, a stupid story that they wrote. They say a new study finds that it's harder to turn a robot off when it's begging for its life. No, it's not. Moving on down the line. I don't even care. Like hell. Robots will kill you. Ain't hard. Ain't hard. A biblical dust storm rolls through Phoenix. I am endlessly fascinated that the technical term for this thing is called a haboob. You know that, right? Big giant dust storm is called a haboob. Yep. Haboob. The haboob in Phoenix. I'm educating people. Anyway, it's pretty dusty in Phoenix, so grab you a can of pledge. Lots of jobs created. Almost 156,000 people employed in June. So suck it, media. Let's see. Living near a busy road can alter your heart. Actually, like, it makes you stressed out. See, I like to sit on my porch and watch stuff. So I would think that would be relaxing. And they don't actually get into the story, and then they make you pay for it, and I'm not going to pay for the content, and Radio America didn't pop for it, so, you know, there you go. Moving on down the line, Han Solo's jacket's for sale if you got $1 million. It's pretty much indistinguishable from the stuff that Paul Manafort was showing off in court. And then Rick and Morty have a themed bar, and according to the Washingtonian, don't know if there's going to be simulated child rape at this one like there was in the founder's video, but that bar's there, so there you go. It's coming, apparently, to D.C. So, hey, Steve, you can probably go and check that out, but I'd leave because it probably is going to get busted. You're probably going to have, like, a Catch a Predator being filmed there. Anyway, stay with us. More of a Sassy Friday show coming up.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend, struggling to make ends meet, found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices, not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
If they can make up for that among white men or other groups like African Americans, a number of sort of Trump campaign allies have told me there's a target and a focus going to 2020 to try and
hold on, Shannon. Let's go back to the images we were just showing. Go back to that rally from last night, Director. If you can hear me, hopefully you can. Go back to these images. Let's scan the crowd here. Somebody show me a person who is not white. Well, hopefully the camera will pan around. I feel like Donald Trump yelling at the camera. Pan the camera! Show me a face that isn't white. How are they planning to get enough African-American voters to offset the white college women?
Yeah. I know, because there are no black people that support the administration. There are no black people that are Republicans at all, right? I mean, let's just look at this particular crowd. I know that it's a fun game that white trust fund socialist MSNBC anchors. I don't even know who that chick was. She just sounded like every other Aryan Barbie that I hear on MSNBC. But I love these chicks that get out there. I don't know. I don't see any black people. Do you see any Miffy? I don't see any black people. I mean, you just sound like somebody who has mimosas in the Hamptons and talks with her friends Buffy, Miffy, and Swiffy. I don't know. That's who these people sound like. Again, I mean, they ignore the fact that there exist black conservatives and black Republicans, which I think is racist, while simultaneously saying there aren't any because we ignore them. It's so funny to me. Maybe if you'd stop aborting them in Planned Parenthood, too, there'd be more. Ever thought about that? Anyway, go have another drink of your Bloody Mary. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. This is why people are, and then the press goes, why are you guys so mean to us? Why are you racist, you know, single-tooth hillbillies so mean to us? We don't want to be. I don't want to be mean to you. I don't want to be critical of you. I would like to trust what you're saying, but you guys are kind of ignorant. And I'm saying a lot, most of them are. And then every now and then, I can't even believe I retweeted this guy. What in the world is going on in this video? And because he made a video about it, and then he tweeted about it. What in the world is going on? And so, just, you know, I've known David Schuster for a while. One time, my former friend and mentor, Andrew Breitbart, and him famously did not get along. And one time, I ambushed David. He had said something, and I don't even remember. I ambushed him. There I was. And we ended up talking, and we still don't agree on anything, and I haven't talked to him in years. I can't believe he tweeted this, and I can't believe I retweeted it. This is how cool I am. Like, I will come at you if you've screwed up. No holds bar. I'm not going to apologize, right? I'm just not going to. But I will give credit where it's due. I am very notorious for giving credit where it's due and being consistent about it, even when it makes some of my own side mad. And I just can't even believe I retweeted this, but I did because he's right. So David Schuster, who, is he still on MSNBC? I haven't heard of this dude in several years.
No,
I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying I haven't, you know, I haven't seen him in a while.
No, he says previously anchored.
Yeah,
MSNBC.
Yeah. So he tweeted, again, I can't even believe, but he's right. He tweeted, quote, "Hey, Jim Acosta, the job of a true journalist is not to be sad or happy by what happens in a press briefing room. It is to ask questions and report facts about what was said, not said. Your feelings, antics, plus self-promotion are hurting journalism, not helping it enough." Right. I have to keep talking so alarms don't go off. Every now and then, it rarely happens. I mean, it's so rare. Every now and then, I am rendered almost speechless by the correctness of a statement made by someone who you would think would get it wrong. That's absolutely 100% correct, and he's right. Now, I'm not saying I don't expect journalists. I mean, come on. I don't expect people to be like, I'm not going to have any political beliefs or affiliations. If because I had somebody write me and be like, you know, Dana, that can't be possible. Well, thank you for creating a straw man that you could argue with. But I never said that, nor did anyone else. If you can't get past your own political preferences in order to factfully and faithfully deliver a story, you're not in the right industry. Get over yourself. Get over yourself. Your job is to serve the story, not an agenda. Your job is to serve the truth of the story, not an agenda. If you can't do that, then you get out. There are all these journalists that think that punditry and journalism is the same thing. It's not. Commentary and journalism are two different things. There are forms of media. There's journalism, where you have reporters. There's punditry, commentary. But commentary and journalism, I do not practice journalism. I practice commentary. I practice punditry. I don't think Jim Acosta practices journalism. I think Jim Acosta practices punditry, and he masquerades as being a journalist. He went after my friend Sean on Fox and was, like, raging against him. Oh, Sean's a total, total partisan. But he's honest about it. I don't care what your opinion is of him. He's honest about it. I've known Sean for years. He is completely honest about what he thinks, and he doesn't sit here and blow smoke up your butt about being a journalist, a very straight, no-chaser reporter. There's a difference. So this is the whole, and that's the problem with this, and this is why people are, you know, again, upset over this. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Not everybody has crap written about them. Not everybody has false stuff and Rolling Stone flying around right now. Totally BS stuff. Not everybody, it's not something that you're used to dealing with. When you haven't suffered the funness of having media falsely and purposely write false things about you so as to hurt you, maybe your opinion of it isn't as clouded as mine is. But I've also worked with CNN, and I've worked at some of these other entities. I know what goes on in newsrooms. I hear what's called in control rooms. I know full good and well. I'm not jaded. I have experienced the reality of it. I don't care if people want to be biased, but your bias you shouldn't sacrifice truth in favor of bias. And that's what, unfortunately, has been happening so much here. I'm going to share this story with you, too, because this is all related to this. Now, let me pull this up. This is from The Verge. Remember I told you there was going to be a stupid story? Okay, here's a stupid one. So they decided to get mad over that Sarah Jong. Oh, my gosh. By the way, Sarah Jong also, let me pull this up. Oh, no. It's good. You're going to want it. She also got mad over New York, over her future colleagues, and she was tweeting about them, too. She had tweeted, I'm sure the work functions will be fun. She had tweeted, she went after a number of New York Times columnists, and she also said some of them were insufferable and that they couldn't write. And, like, this Brooks column is what she said, I knew what I'd find in the David Brooks column could not possibly be good for me, and yet I clicked. She made fun of him as a nitwit, all this stuff. She's made fun of all of these New York Times staffers. I just can't wait to see. I'm sure they're not going to probably defend her anymore after that. But it's too funny. The Verge decided to step up. Now, look, I'm going to tell you, I'm not calling for the firing of Sarah Jong over at New York Times. I think that when media entities show you that they're racist bigots, let them. Do you honestly think that this one person not being on the New York Times editorial board is going to stop making them race hustlers who hate conservatives and go after black people who decide not to be Democrats anymore. Do you think it's going to change anything? No. I don't want her to be fired. Hell, I want her face as to replace the New York Times signature on the masthead. I want her to be the face of the New York Times. My gosh, like, make my job easier. Yeah. So The Verge decided they wanted to do the poor little us, too. By the way, I need you to understand, this whole idea of people in the media being vulnerable, it's ridiculous. When people in the media want to go after you and ruin your life, they can do so. And they will do it. And they don't care about the repercussions because half the time it's in, you know, no one wants a lengthy court battle that's super expensive. If they want to ruin your life, they will. I've seen it happen over and over again. If they want to write false stuff about you and run it, they can. They'll call your family members. They'll harass people close to you. They'll, you know, I've had it done to me before. They actually wield a lot of power, but they want you to think that they don't so that you're on their side and they can continue doing what they're doing without correction. So The Verge goes out there and says they had this editorial note. And they were talking about Sarah Jong being over at New York Times. Listen to this. Listen to this. I'm just going to read it, and I'm going to try not to interrupt myself. They said, there has been a rise in hostility toward journalists. From cries about ethics in journalism to fake news, journalists have been increasingly targeted by people acting in bad faith who do not care about the work they do, the challenges they face, or the actual context of their statements. Online trolls and harassers want us, the Times, and other newsrooms to waste our time by debating their malicious agenda. They take tweets and other statements out of context because they want to disrupt us and harm individual reporters. The strategy is to divide and conquer by forcing newsrooms to disavow their colleagues one at a time. This is not good faith conversation. It's intimidation. So we're not going to fall for these disingenuous tactics. And it's time other newsrooms learn to spot these hateful campaigns, blah, blah, blah. Eat my shorts. So maybe if you guys didn't suck, it wouldn't be a problem. You know, I did a video where it was literally a show promo. And you can hate it or love it. I don't care. I don't live to make people happy. I live to do what I want to do and how I want to do it in the story. And I had an hourglass in there. And it was literally the announcement, like, my show's coming next week. It was literally, like, me announcing the show. The New York Times and others said, oh, my gosh, she's coming for journalists. That's what they said. Instead of, they replaced me announcing my show with me announcing I'm going for journalists. They completely missed the point. Or when I did a video saying I was going to Fisk Media, which is an actual thing. I'm sorry that, you know, your pricey Ivy League college educations didn't educate you on words. They said that it was a term of violence and that I was coming for them. Are you kidding me? Everything I say, they purposely... I've had one time... Let me share this with you. This is how crazy it gets. I had one media entity that do this to me. In 2012, when the president, former President Obama was giving the State of the Union address, do you remember when the Department of Defense under Obama came out with this initiative to source green energy? Remember that? Like, the DOD was going green energy for the... Remember? And everyone was like, well, I guess the Department of Defense is now the Department of Green Energy. And everyone was joking about it. And do you remember when he also said that NASA was going to engage in more Muslim outreach? Well, he made that announcement at the State of the Union address. And I had always talked about how, you know, pieces of legislation that are proposed in D.C. are the actual opposite of what the legislation is actually about, and how some of these proposed new department and program names under the current administration, under the Obama administration at the time, are usually the opposite of what they're about. And I said, okay, so Department of Defense, I tweeted, Department of Defense is about green energy and NASA is about Muslim outreach. So I guess we create a Department of Muslim Outreach and make that about space. That was my tweet. I saved it. One media entity literally said, Dana Lash, colon, and put in quotes, let's shoot Muslims into space. I had it. I have it right here. I'll pull it up right now. It was my desktop screensaver for like 6 months. Yeah. It was a headline. That was a headline. Do you see now why I don't trust media? Because this is the stuff they do to me. And not just me. This isn't a woe is me thing. I'm an example of thousands of people they do this to. Millions, actually, when you consider all the people who voted for Trump in the last election. That's why I say the media needs to tell us whether or not we are their enemy. Do they view us as their enemy? Because if they treat people who aren't their enemy like this, damn, I'd hate to see how they treat enemies. We have a lot still to come that I know you don't want to miss, because it's all good stuff. And we'll also have Mailbag of Hate later on, and we have Today in Stupidity, and what else do we got? Oh, Florida Man and all that good stuff. You know, oh, I was telling you about the jobs numbers. The jobs numbers are actually really good right now, which is, so the economy, there's good news and bad news. Good news is that unemployment's super low across the board. Black unemployment hit another new historic low today, in fact, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. There are more jobs than people. That's the bad thing. Like, there are more jobs that need to be filled than there are people to fill them. So it is super competitive if you're a business and you're looking to hire somebody. This is why I don't know why people do not make it easier on themselves and just go with ZipRecruiter. For the love of all things holy, let these people help you. First off, ZipRecruiter created the smarter way to find new hires. They learn what you're looking for, and then they specifically identify only the people with the right experience, and then they invite them to apply to your job. That revolutionizes hiring, by the way, and it's how 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just their first day. And they highlight the strongest applications you get, so you always know where your great matches are. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them, and you can try ZipRecruiter for free to see it for yourself. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's often asked by conservatives, what more can we do in our fight against the left, besides call our representatives in Washington in hopes of getting our voices heard? Well, now there is more all of us can do. The Missing Links to Making Conservative Principles and Judeo-Christian Values the Mainstream of America is a new book by Bass Johnson that tells what each one of us can do to fill in those missing links. These missing links in our arsenal are allowing the left to attack the values and traditions that have made this country great on a daily basis in the mainstream, while the very things bringing down our country are promoted and praised. The left's dominance in mainstream news and entertainment needs to come to an end. Find out today what you can do to help make that happen. Go to your favorite online bookstore today and order your copy of The Missing Links to Making Conservative Principles and Judeo-Christian Values the Mainstream of America by Bass Johnson, and join the fight to topple the liberals' control over our mainstream.
I was a total skeptic when I heard all of the MyPillow commercials. I mean, some of you might even remember I completely made fun of them. I made fun of them on air because I'm like, how does it take 10 years to create a pillow? But then I got one as a Christmas gift, and then I slept on it, and I am still sleeping on it because I love my pillow. I have never slept so good. This thing really actually changes how well you sleep. So much of having a good, productive day really depends on you getting a good night's sleep. And I seriously want all of you to own one, because I know from experience that once you do, you'll enjoy better sleep instantly. So MyPillow is allowing me to offer my listeners this awesome deal. Use promo code Dana and you get two premium pillows plus two go-anywhere pillows. It's the MyPillow 4-pack special by using promo code Dana. And then you get 50% off. Just use my name. Call 800-944-4975. That's 800-944-4975. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. Use my name. Name drop. This is the time to do it. To get 50% off your MyPillow.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851. Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Flyover Nation.
The Dana Show.
All right, let's get back to some boring subjects like Bob Casey. So Bob Casey. Boy, isn't that boring after these wonderful... I got to talk about Bob Casey. I'll start falling asleep. Don't fall asleep as we talk about Sleeping Bob. Sleeping Bob. Ha! That's it. Sleeping Bob. That's...
I like how excited he gets. You know, he just, like, did that right there. The if anyone else were to come up with these nicknames, they would suck. But because he, I don't know what it is, he does it and it's funny. Sleepin' Bob. Oh, my gosh. That sounds like a really bad doll, doesn't it? Like a, it's not a doll. It's a lazy, Sleepin' Bob. Oh, my gosh. I can't even deal with it. Where was the rally last night? Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wilkes-Barre.
He was trolling, which is good. He was trolling the media. Although, as soon as they can tell me that I'm not their enemy, we can be cool. But I think they need to tell the people whether or not they think the people are the enemy. Let's have that honest Q&A, shall we? But that's funny. He is sleeping, Bob Casey. We have a lot more when we come back. We'll have some the choice sound bites from the president from last night, some of the stuff that he said about the media. New jobs numbers, which is great. Unemployment's at 3.9%. Dude, that's a great number. Also, the Washington Post decided to be jerks, and they wanted to fact-check the press secretary's claims of harassment and threats. And they actually tried to say that no one made fun of her looks at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Yeah, I'm going to share... Again, this is why people don't like you! Golly! Oh, and the transgender community is mad over lobsters. For real. I'll explain it. Just hold tight. Stay with us back in just a minute.
Besides correcting back pain and helping the body heal injuries, there's a lot more chiropractic can do for you. The friendly team at Kramer Family Chiropractic of Reading and Red Bluff is ready to help you achieve a life free of pain and full of health. Just give them a call today in the 530 area code at 527-0220 and mention this ad for a special new patient offer. Again, that's 527-0220. Call today and get ready to see what chiropractic can do for you with Kramer Family Chiropractic.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Authorities are ordering residents along a Northern California lake to evacuate homes in the path of a growing wildfire that, amid concerns that hot, windy, and dry weather conditions will persist throughout the weekend. California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection spokeswoman Jane LeBeau says a wildfire remains several miles from the communities along the eastern shore of Clear Lake. That's about 110 miles north of San Francisco, when wildfires have already destroyed 41 homes there. It was a solid game, but U.S. employers slowed their hiring in the month of July, adding 157,000 jobs, below the healthy pace that they maintained in the first half of this year. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché.
The economy has added better than 200,000 jobs per month on average over the past 3 months. We're also seeing stronger wage growth, so businesses are paying their workers more as the job market gets tighter. So overall, the job market is in really excellent condition.
The Labor Department says that the unemployment rate ticked down to 3.9% from 4%. Reaction from the White House to China's $60 billion list of U.S. goods slated for retaliation if Washington goes ahead with its latest tariff threat.
The reaction comes from Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, who says, quote, instead of retaliating, China should address longstanding concerns about its unfair trading practices. Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow had a warning for China.
Their tariff problem, their lack of reciprocity, their technology stealing, their IP theft. They better take President Trump seriously.
The Trump administration has already slapped a 25% tax on $34 billion in Chinese products and is readying levies on another $16 billion. Shelley Antler, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, you're here for Patriot Mobile, urging you to go right now to www.patriotmobile.com/you and help us celebrate a Supreme Summer. That's right, it's a Supreme Court Summer. President Trump has nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and we need you to help make it happen. And you can do that by switching your cell service, because Patriot Mobile, like all of the bigs, has great, great, great cell service. But unlike any of them, support conservative causes. Don't just carry your calls. Carry your message, in this case, to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. Every time you use your Patriot Mobile and pay your Patriot Mobile cell phone bill, you're supporting conservative causes like those that protect your rights, support interpreting the Constitution with originalism. And right now, while supplies last, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Mention my name, Hugh, when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT to switch your service or visit www.patriotmobile.com/you. That's www.patriotmobile.com/you. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
NASA has picked the astronauts who will ride the first commercial capsules into orbit next year.
Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana says 9 astronauts are assigned to ride the SpaceX Dragon and Boeing Starliner capsules. It gives the U.S. the capability to get to the International Space Station from Florida.
So we no longer have to rely on our Russian partners to get our crews to space.
Taking Russian capsules to space costs the U.S. as much as $82 million a seat. One of the 9 astronauts is Nicole Mann.
It's going to be a proud moment for the team. It's going to be a proud moment for America.
SpaceX is shooting for a test flight without passengers in November. Boeing at the end of this year or early next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
New concerns about the security of computer tablets offered to inmates prompted Colorado authorities to take away all 15,000 of its tablets from state prisoners. News and analysis at townhall.com. A couple of rocking chairs used by John F. Kennedy were among the items sold at an Americana auction on Cape Cod in Massachusetts.
One leather upholstered rocking chair JFK used in the White House fetched $50,000 at Eldred's auctions. A cane-backed rocker he used in his private suite at Manhattan's Carlyle Hotel went for $42,500. The late president used rockers on the advice of a physician to help alleviate chronic back pain. 22 years ago, a couple of Kennedy rockers sold for more than $400,000 each in the auction of the Jacqueline Kennedy estate. Also sold at the Cape Cod auction, a set of pens with which JFK signed legislation including the creation of the Peace Corps, they fetched $6,000. I'm Warren Levinson.
An Oregon man who was caught on video harassing a bison in Yellowstone National Park was arrested in Glacier National Park in the third disturbance in less than a week at a national park. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Redding's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
And I just want to compliment Senator Grassley and the other members of this committee for being as strongly behind him as they are. And I want to really compliment the Democrats who have stood up and are willing to stand up for Judge Kavanaugh, because they realize that we can't keep going down this partisan, picky, stupid, dumbass role that has happened around here for so long. I'm sick and tired of it, to be honest with you. I'm tired of the partisanship, and frankly, we didn't treat them, their candidates for these positions, the way they're treating ours.
Orrin Hatch does not give any craps, guys. You know, he thought, my favorite thing about that soundbite is he thought about it for a minute. And he's like, I have nowhere to go. He just went with it. Second hour of the program, at D. Lash on Twitter. Official Dana Lash on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram and everywhere. Yeah, he's retiring, so, I mean, you know, I get it. He just don't care no more. But it's funny. I really wish that they would just all be that frank on stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be fantastic if they were. I like it. Just, you know, just be straight, no chaser with it. Okay, so a couple of things here. Because we've been talking about the ridiculousness of the media. And, you know, I was sharing with you. You want me to keep going with all the stories? Because I have, I mean, you know, oh, can I just, here's another example of media malpractice. December 2nd, 2017, because Jim Acosta whined again today. ABC's Brian Ross, remember when he said that Michael Flynn was going to testify that Trump told him to contact Russians? And it was a completely false story. ABC had to retract. Or what about in July 6, 2017, when Newsweek reported that Poland's first lady refused to shake Trump's hand and then Newsweek had to retract their story? Or what about in July 6, 2017, when the New York Times reported that Hillary Clinton, the claim that a total of 17 American intelligence agencies concluded that Russia orchestrated election year attacks to get Trump elected? They had to retract that story because that wasn't true. Or what about when, I mean, I could keep going on and on and on, when CNN's Chris Saliza and others said Trump lied when he stated the Trump Tower had been wiretapped, although, yes, it had been wiretapped. Or what about September 7, 2017, when the New York Times said Nancy Pelosi called Trump about immigration? In fact, Trump called Pelosi. Or what about November 6, 2017, when CNN edited excerpts from a Trump event to make it seem as though Trump didn't realize Japan builds cars in the United States? However, when the entire statement was released, it showed that he did, and CNN had to clarify, because that's what they do instead of retracting. Or what about when CNN in November 6, 2017 edited a video to make it look like Trump dumped a box of fish food into the water while feeding fish at Japan's palace, and the New York Daily News and The Guardian wrote stories that Trump was impetuous and stupid, all of this stuff, and the full video showed that he did it because Japan's prime minister told him to do it in the full video, and then they never said anything else about that. Remember when Newsweek said that Ivanka Trump on November 29th, 2017 plagiarized her speeches? And in fact, they actually had to retract their story instead of saying plagiarizing one's own work is impossible, because she would sometimes give the same speech, which is what people who are on even professional speaking circuits do. Or, I mean, do you want me to go on and on and on? This is why people don't trust the media. This kind of stuff. And it leads to stuff like this. A New York man was arrested for threatening Steve Scalise's kids. This is where we are now. A man in New York was arrested for leaving threatening voicemails for Representative Steve Scalise and Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. They made a reference to kids separated from their parents at the border. And then the caller suggested that the lawmaker's children be murdered. This is the transcript that was received on June 30th. It states from Carlos Bayon, quote, "Hey, listen, this message is for you and the people that sent you there. You are taking ours. We are going to take yours anytime, anywhere. We know where they are. We're not going to feed them sandwiches. We're going to feed them lead. Make no mistake, you will pay." And then he says in Spanish, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And he goes, "That's the law, and we're the majority. Have a good day." I wonder why they thought that. I wonder why people thought that Trump was just, you know, ripping that, and that policy never existed until this administration. I wonder why they thought that. It was only, oh, you know why? Because people like Jim Acosta and everyone else reported, the way that they reported the story was that not until the Trump administration did this policy exist, and Trump is just ripping kids away from parents right at the border. In fact, what they didn't report was that this policy has existed since Bill Clinton. And, in fact, this is actually what's done anytime anyone tries to use a child to cross the border. And they also didn't discuss how, according to numbers from Border Patrol, there were a very alarming number of children who weren't actually brought over by adults that were with their parents. Most of them were either drug coyotes or they were people involved in human trafficking. That's why they separate them, so that they can prove that those are actually their parents. But they didn't report on any of that. And so their awful reporting made people think that that's exactly what was going on. Trump was just ripping kids out of parents' arms. And so now you have this. Would these people have believed it? Would it not have been for the irresponsible, hackneyed, agenda-driven reporting? Do you think so? I don't know. Just curious. I mean, it's a legit question, I think. Do you remember when angry mobs were targeting Fox News back in 2008? Because I do. They said, I remember when the former president was railing on Fox News. Yelling at the press, it's not something that's different. PJ Media has the video that one of their reporters actually themselves captured at a protest at the march on the DNC in Denver. They had a Fox News crew there covering it. And the crowd figured out that they were Fox News, and they decided it was Griff Jenkins, and they went at Griff Jenkins, and they bloodied him up. They were beating him. Listen to this. They went after them, after them, and after them, and after them. There are a bunch of videos that he has up here on PJ Media. New York and Chicago, all kinds of stuff. Well, what about in, there's Chicago. There's one in 2015 when they, were protesting, screaming F Fox News and all kinds of stuff. I remember that. You know, I also remember CNN. I remember when they had one of the reporters. Do you remember Susan Rosgen? Over at, let's see if we can, you might want to play this. This goes back a little bit, but this is pretty good. I remember when Susan Rosgen, when she was being really, really cruel and rude to Tea Partiers, and she was asked about it. And I'm trying to, because I have the video right here and I'm looking at this. The way that she approached it was unbelievable. The way that she, and it wasn't just her, it was a number of these reporters that were going out, they would go out to the Tea Party events and they would mock them and they would do all kinds of stuff, and it was just like insane. Here, I have some. They, no, here, play this one that I just gave you. Well, I don't know, you might not be able to, or you guys can find it. But she was saying, what are you out here for? And then she was like mocking them. She ended up actually losing her job because it was so egregious. Even one of her former colleagues accused her. This was a Chicago rally. They even accused her of going, too far over the line. They said she committed one of the most blatant violations of journalistic ethics ever because she was picking a fight with people. It was pretty insane. She had an on-camera confrontation, and let me share this with you. It was awful. This is when I really realized just how much the media play this. The media didn't like people. This is when she was purposely trying to pick a fight with people. Listen to this.
Stirring up tea parties from coast to coast. Their pattern, of course, on that legendary protest in Boston back in 1773. But now tea stands for tax enough already, and protesters are steamed about bailouts too. See, you know, Susan Rosgen getting a taste of that Chicago style tea. Does that come with the pizza as well, too, Susan?
Kara, this is a party for Obama bashers. I have to say that this is not entirely representative of everybody in America. This was organized by three different conservative groups. And if you look at some of the signs, Kara, let me introduce you to this guy. Would you come over here with me, please? You know, what is this supposed to mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, he's a fascist. The pirates...
Wait, why do you say he's pirates? A fascist? He's the president of the United States.
He's a fascist.
Do you realize how offensive that is?
I think he's a fascist.
Why?
Because he is.
What way can you say that?
Because the real pirates are in the White House, in the Senate, and in the Congress. We need one-term limits for all these elected politicians.
Why be so hard on the president of the United States, though, with such an offensive message?
Because he is. He's a fascist.
Have you heard any of these? Keep playing it. Have you ever heard any of these people ask
all right.
Trump
so,
protesters?
Okay, we've got a fascist. All right. Let's see. Drop the taxes. Drop socialism. Okay, let's see. You're here with your two-year-old, and you're already in debt. Why are you here today, sir?
Because I hear a president say that he believed in what Lincoln stood for. Lincoln's primary thing was he believed that people had the right to liberty. And they had the right...
Sir, what does this have to do with taxes? What does this have to do with your taxes? Do you realize that you're eligible for a $400...
Let me finish my point. Lincoln believed that people had the right to share in the fruits of their own labor and that government should not take it. And we have clearly gotten to that point.
Did you know that the state of Lincoln gets $50 billion out of these... stimulus. That's $50 billion for this state, sir.
Can you stop this, sir? Hold on.
Okay, well, Kara, we'll move on over here. I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, anti-CNN, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network Fox. And since I can't really hear much more, and I think this is not really family viewing.
See what I'm talking about?
Back to you, Kara.
All right, I know Susan.
This has been going on. I mean, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. I just remember that that's how when I was first getting into really heavy into politics, that's wow, unbelievable. And that's what we, and that same media, they try to present Tea Partiers as being racist and bigots, just like they try to present Trump supporters now as racist and bigots. This is what they've done forever. And again, that was one of their main reporters at CNN. She's like the female Acosta. And you want to know why people are going, wait a minute, press, are we your enemy? Like, do you think we are your enemy? I think that they need to be clear on that. This is how they've been treating regular Americans for so long. And then they have the audacity to cry victim when we say your stories that you're printing repeatedly are false? Are you serious? Sit down. That's not going to work here. We have more to touch upon. We have a Florida man later on. Also, I don't know why, but well, we're gonna go through it together. The transgender community is mad over lobster emojis, and we will talk about that as we get moving on. Liberty Safe is the best built safe in America. It's built right here in the U.S. of A., and it is the number one safe in preserving not just your firearms but also your valuables. They're made with the highest quality materials, so you can pass it on for generations. They give you peace of mind, and you can go to libertysafe.com and you can figure out which safe is right for you because they have a million different sizes, and you can customize them and get different colors and all kinds of stuff. And they will help you figure out which one is the best one for you, although I highly encourage you to buy bigger because you will fill it up faster than you realize. But there's nothing getting in there except you and the good Lord above, and they help preserve your firearms and your valuables from theft, burglaries, fire, inquisitive people who should not be getting into your private stuff. There's no better time to buy a Liberty Safe. They're offering 12 months interest-free financing on any purchase over $850, and they were recently showcased in the Made in America product showcase at the White House as one of 50 manufacturers from 50 states. They repped Utah. And don't forget, your Liberty Safe can be delivered to your home and installed easily and safely. The best in the biz. Buy the best. Get a Liberty Safe. Simple, easy, secure, always protected. That's the Liberty way. Visit libertysafe.com and tell them Dana sent you. My pillow has changed the way I sleep forever, and I am not going back to that crappy purple pillow I used to have. And I'll be honest, at first I was not sold on the whole My Pillow trend, but let me tell you, I'm a believer now because I tried it, and it's amazing. You need to order yours today, and you'll be a believer too. And if you get it, and for some reason you're not, they have 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. Say goodbye to your crappy purple pillow like I did and enjoy better sleep instantly. MyPillow is offering my listeners an awesome deal. Use promo code Dana and you'll get two premium pillows plus two go-anywhere pillows. It's the MyPillow 4-pack special by using promo code Dana. You get 50% off. Two pillows you can take wherever you want. Call 800-944-4975. That's 800-944-4975. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. That's promo code Dana for 50% off.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Stream the podcast. Tell your Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
Do it. Play it. At Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. Let's kick it into some quick fives, shall we?
It's time for Dana's quick five.
All right, this is pretty crazy. A Chinese dissident just straight up disappeared during a phone interview. Like, while he was giving an interview, this is pretty insane. The Chinese activist, police broke into his home during the interview, and now no one knows where he is. He's a professor, Sung Wangwang. He was giving an interview over the phone with the Voice of America, and then they broke into his house and they took him away. And the last thing they heard him say was, "quote I am entitled to freedom of speech." And that was it. Good night. That's pretty crazy. Moving on down the line. Some of the big players in Hollywood are keeping their distance from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they report. San Francisco Chronicle says that, yeah, they're not. There's a lot, and Hollywood Reporter say that there's a lot of bigwigs in Hollywood that are not getting anywhere near her because they think that she's just not ready for prime time at all. Minnesota issued more than 14,000 speeding tickets in just over 2 weeks in a speeding crackdown. That is insane. I've never heard anything like that in my life. And KSDK, if you live in the St. Louis area, my hometown, y'all familiar with Red Hot Riblets, right? The best chip ever. Well, now a place called Brew Hub is making Red Hot Riblet beer. Yesterday they released Gooey Butter beer, which I don't think I would be excited. But now they're doing a version of Old Vienna's extra spicy barbecue chip, and they're making a Red Hot Riblet beer. I drink it. I totally drink it. Stay with us. More of the Dana Show in minutes. Take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with one atom of oxygen, and you've created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule your body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you focused and energized. But every year after we mature, our bodies generate less nitric oxide. Superbeets by Human has harnessed the power of the nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon of superbeets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine fix or sugar high, which is why I drink superbeets every day. It's part of my pre-workout. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of superbeets and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1+1=boom effect of superbeets. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com. That's Dana's.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Fisking the news media to give you the truth.
It's Dana Lash.
So here was the story by the fake news. The president was 15 minutes late for the Queen. Wrong. And then here's the rest of the story. No, here's the rest. Here's the rest of the story. So they said I was late when I was actually early. Number one. Number two, I guess the meeting was scheduled for 15 minutes, and it lasted for almost an hour. The president overstayed. So I was late, and I overstayed, and honestly, folks, it was such a beautiful, beautiful visit and afternoon. But they can make anything bad because they are the fake, fake, disgusting news.
He was just, he was trolling. I'm good. Absolutely good. You know, I tweeted this out, a video of my late mentor and really good friend, Andrew Breitbart. I was from the trailer of a film that was a biographical film done on him. Of course, it was released posthumously after he had passed. And there was one great part towards the end where he just gets himself so worked up. And he talks about the years of people in the media writing about limited government people and people who just express disagreement with the health care or the bank bailouts, or even if no matter what it was, every single time they disagreed with policy, somehow that translated into them being racist or sexist or bigots, and a media in an attempt to project to protect an agenda in which they've invested everything, including their last bit of credibility, went at these people to try to undermine them and diminish them and just everything that they could to sideline their growing influence. And it just got to a point where people all across the country were tired of being portrayed as horrible people, as a substitute for any kind of informed intellectual dissent about their policy positions. And they had their characters impugned. They were tired of it. They were tired of being maligned. They were tired of being misrepresented. And I just love the point in the documentary where he looks straight at the camera and he said, "Blank you. War." There's been a culture war and a war against media and optics for a long time now. And people who think that it just now happened with this administration haven't been awake for very long. If you think that this feeling hasn't been growing for some time, I don't know where you are, but you ain't woke. And that's what this is. I just wanted to remind everybody of that. Because this is fascinating, and I feel like media is now in its last throes. And this is them. They desperately need midterms. They need midterms, and they really would like 2020. And then that's it. They lose both, that's it. then things actually go back to normal. You know? Maybe we can get some of this crazy government under control. So the point of all this is, this, one of the things I've noticed too, and I'll tell you, and then I'm going to tell you about the transgender folks who are very, very upset over the lobster emoji. Never, ever, ever bend a knee to the outrage mob. Tell those people to go to hell. Never bend a knee. If they get loud, you get louder. Never bend a knee. I will never be intimidated into silence. I don't get intimidated. I get even. I will never be pushed into silence. I will never. And you know what? Truth always wins. And I have seen enough in my life to know that the people who peddle this stuff, they don't have long careers. And so just never bend a knee to these people. Because it's not, they're never going to be happy. They're never going to be happy. They are not happy unless you're utterly destroyed. That's it. And for the people in media who think that they're not culpable, maybe you didn't engage in the bias and the propaganda peddling. But if you were silent about it, you're culpable because you need to hold your side accountable. We do. Hell, I will not bend a knee to anybody on that. I have caught all manner of crap. I am consistent on that. I am untouchable. So, yeah, maybe they should hold their side accountable. Otherwise, you're culpable. That's all it is. And I had people upset because I said the CNN town hall was a public lynching. It was a public lynching. Go to hell if you don't like it. You don't like my words? Maybe it was satire. Isn't that what New York Times says? I'm not bending a knee to you, and you're not controlling my speech. Public lynching. All right. So, I want to share with you this story, which is pretty amazing. This is kind of cleanse the palate a little bit, which I love. This is from Daily Caller. Transgender community is mad because there's a lobster emoji. What? Because they're like, Apple made a lobster emoji. Why isn't there a transgender flag emoji? And I'm like, there's a transgender flag? Is there a straight person's flag? What about, like, the people who are like, meh? What about those people? I don't even know. Like, what?
The American flag.
Does everybody have to have a... Yeah, you have a flag. It's called the American flag. Why do you have to have a special flag? You have an American flag.
They're not saying the gay pride flag is their flag. Are they
no.
saying that?
No. Oh, no. Because okay, I saw two people fight about that on Twitter two days ago.
That's definitely going to be met with resistance.
No. I actually saw a gay libertarian mad at a transgender individual on Twitter, and they got into a fight over it. So, and I didn't know that. I did not, because I was just like, oh, that flag. Someone suggested, well, maybe we could, that flag's ours too, and they were like, no. So it was like a big thing. I didn't even know. I mean, it's like saying the transgender flag is blue, pink, and white, which I don't... Okay. Why is there not a gun emoji? How about that? Like, we don't have a gun emoji, but we got a lobster emoji? I mean, I don't love lobster more than guns. Anyway. But they... So Unicode are the people. They're the fascists who get to decide what emojis you can use, and they're mad. So the story is that the Unicode Consortium, which sounds like the nerdiest thing I've ever heard in my life, but it's a real thing. Kane, it's the Unicode Consortium. They debuted 157 new emojis in February. I feel like emojis are the new hieroglyphics, right?
Yeah.
Except they're not going to be
on
cable.
The show for years. We've said this for years on this show. And it's not unlike, and we totally understood why Egyptians were all obsessed with cats.
So transgender activist Charlie Craggs, C-R-A-G-G-S. There's not two vowels, so that's a short vowel sound. Craggs? Like, if you were going to change anything about yourself, I'd change that last name first. Charlie Craggs. He created the hashtag Claws Out for Trans, which doesn't make your... It doesn't make what you're doing sound friendly. You know what I mean? Like when you hear claws out for trends, you're like, ooh, what? Right? Anyway, he started a petition on change.org because they want to protest the Unicode. I have to say that slowly because I want to say Unicorn Consortium, which is probably exists, but it's a totally different thing. They're about gluing horns on to horses and faking like they're unicorns. Just like that one dude at that zoo in, where was it, in South Africa said that the two painted donkeys were zebras when they weren't. So they petitioned the Unicode Consortium for its failure to create a transgender flag. Okay. They said that... I love how they think that they're so diverse because they come out with cartoons. I love how people do that. Look how diverse we are. Look at our cartoons. They're emojis, Dana. They're flipping cartoons. Quit acting like you're hep with a kit. They're a damn cartoon. Stop it. You can call it emoji all you want to. It's still a stupid cartoon. We have red and gray and curly hair emojis. We got a pirate flag. We have a lobster. We have a mosquito, a softball, and female superhero. Those are all the new emojis. Oh, my gosh. And now they say there's an actual thing called Transmedia Watch, which I didn't even know. They're really, like, dedicated to this, getting this flag. And the flag is blue, pink, white, pink, and blue striped. Can I just, like, interject? I don't like that. I don't like pastels. You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't you have yellow? Because isn't yellow, like the neutral kind of? Why wouldn't it be... like blue, yellow, or blue, pink, yellow, pink, blue. Why wouldn't it? Why is there a white stripe in the middle? Like, all flags have meaning, so what's up? I get it. It's totally obvious blue and pink for girls and that, but what about the white? What about the people who are like, we're bi-fluid or sexual or whatever, or bi-gender or whatever the hell that is? Thank you. It's the liquid gender.
Yes.
We're liquid gender, so whatever that is. And so they're mad and they're petitioning... I don't know if there's a kimchi. Why are you asking me that? I don't know, Kane, if there's a kimchi emoji.
I'm just trying to find ways to be upset. So if there isn't a kimchi emoji, boy, I'm going to be upset about that. Hmm. Or a kombucha emoji.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's funny. But, okay. Anyway, they're really upset over that.
In your entire life, just think about the most important emoji to you.
Why do people care?
Exactly.
Who cares?
And the level
it's a cartoon.
Care.
I don't exist unless there's a cartoon on my phone. What about, do you hear the paraplegic people screaming that there's no one-legged emoji? No, because they've got things to do with their time.
Wait, there isn't a one-legged
emoji? I have
emoji?
A friend who has no legs. And guess what? He's got stuff to do. He's not complaining about a cartoon. He's not, because he's got stuff to do. Oh, my gosh, there was even a senator, Senator Angus King, which sounds like he's like red meat royalty, but it's not. That's not what it is. He goes, great news for Maine. We're getting a lobster emoji. Right, because that's what everyone thinks of. They see lobster and they're like, Maine.
That's good for the state.
He goes, thanks to Unicode for recognizing the impact of this critical crustacean in Maine and across the country. Okay, this is why Twitter sucks. We don't care. We don't give a senator, talk some smack. You know, come on. We're getting a lobster emoji. Oh, my gosh. I just don't know why people are completely freaking out about all this stuff, honestly. I mean, it's just an emoji. You know, it is an emoji. That's it. That's all it is. It's not, you don't exist. You don't not exist because there's not a cartoon version of you on your phone. Good night. All right, so... we have still a lot to get into. We have Mailbag of Hate coming up later on in the program, and then I'm going to use the money to buy more ammo. And right now, though, Patriot Mobile is the country's only conservative cell phone service. The future is bright for conservatives with thousands in tax cuts, a booming economy, and low unemployment. Support this bright future and switch to Patriot Mobile's supreme cell phone service. Patriot Mobile is the nation's only conservative cell phone company dedicated to supporting the causes you believe in. Vote with your dollars on issues that you care about, like protecting your rights and the Constitution's originality, all by just paying your Patriot Mobile cell phone bill. And while supplies last, for the 4th of July, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone, perfect for summer, and help bring about conservative change. Mention promo code Dana, and they'll waive your activation fee. Switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Dana. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Dana. Switch today and make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone. 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Dana.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
How many times have you been to the range and you feel like all you did was load and barely got to shoot? We've all been there. That's why I am stoked to introduce to you Elite Tactical Systems, the makers of the fastest loader ever. They make your speed loader look slow. The ETS loader is crazy fast. I'm talking less than 3 seconds fast. The first time I saw it, I blinked and pretty much missed it. Wouldn't you like to, you know, shoot more and load mags less? Not to mention, no more mag thumb. And ladies, I know, chicks, we do have to worry about it. I don't want to be scratching up my powder dip. I don't. ETS makes a universal AR loader and pistol loaders for 9mm, 40, 45 cal, and 380. And in my opinion, the ETS loader belongs in every range bag. It's the best $30 you will ever spend on your shooting hobby. Go to loadmagsfast.com. And check them out for yourself. And since I discovered ETS, I'm not going to head to the range without mine. That's loadmagsfast.com. Use promo code Dana to get free shipping. Visit loadmagsfast.com today.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belangi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about the world.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's the Dana Show.
At DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook, living rent-free in Wheat Progressive's head since 2008. I love it. I know, that's right. Y'all, my bitches. It's okay. I said like a dish. I don't care. I'm not apologizing. I love the fact that I can, like with a single word, can control what all those people do and their reactions. That's power. Conservatives have power. All right, it's time for one of our favorite things ever. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's kick it.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Ah, Florida, what are you up to? Okay, so do you have the audio that I sent you? Because I'm playing it. The guy who chased people in this little convenience store with the alligator. Do you remember this? People were very, like, he was doing it as a joke, and then he ended up getting, now he's being investigated with it. He was arrested, and there's an ongoing case now. Well, anyway, they reached out, and they talked to him. Here he is.
You were under the influence at the time, possibly.
A lot of the influence.
Y'all got beer still? Are you taking the last bit? Come here, bring yours.
It's not like I've chased Grandma down in Publix with it or something.
Go Gators! Go Gators!
Why?
Alcohol, man.
Definitely, you know, open his mouth right now, he gets you one.
He gets you one.
Do you regret what happened?
You should regret it. She regrets it. They already talked to me.
What'd you hear from them?
They told me what I did was stupid, and I'll be facing some charges here soon, and probably go to jail, probably not. We'll see. Facebook's giving me either nothing but love or nothing but hate.
Well, you can complain. He was great.
Than I do
he
hate,
says some fun stuff.
Know? Just think about that.
I love it. Think about that. I absolutely love it. I adore it. So this guy, he ended up, now he's in trouble. It was just a funny joke. He didn't hurt nothing, but Fish and Wildlife Robbie Stratton is his name. 23 years old, illegal possession of an American alligator. It's an assault gator, and illegal exit. I didn't know that there's illegal exhibition of dangerous wildlife. That says something when you got to create that law in your state. Like Florida does not play around like that. That says something. Good night. Florida brewery sells a beer named after Florida man. WTS. Wait, hang on. Just Channel 10. Channel 10 News down there. I don't know who it is. It's the Cigar City Brewing. Can't even talk. They named one of their double IPAs after Florida's Florida Man. Double India Pale Ale. And it has a guy with a stash wrestling a gator. Which is hysterical. So, I would drink it. Would you have it?
I'd try it.
Yeah.
I wonder what it would be like. Like, is it like a... Like, is it hoppy? Is it?
I don't know. It's a pale ale.
Is it? Yeah.
Florida man calls the cops because he says Burger King put dirt on his food. After an investigation, they realized it was seasoning. I love it. Love it. They said, no, it's just seasoning. Maybe it wasn't, like, seasoned right. I don't know. But at the same time, I can understand. I don't know. Man, maybe she just wanted, like, eat. In all the time, right? Like, could make your own food. So a Florida man got stabbed twice in the neck and he didn't know. Dude, your guess is as good as mine. David James Lola He works as a tour guide in Key West. He was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a... Hang on, let me... Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to get to the good stuff. Okay, so his girlfriend got mad at him. They were arguing. They had they were drinking, don't you know. And she got mad and stabbed him in the neck twice. And he had no idea until he saw the blood dripping down. He just was, like, going around, hanging out, drinking beer. And then when he... I guess nobody else told him. And then, so she's in trouble. And he got medical attention. How do you not know that? How do you not know? Oh, my gosh. Third hour coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A survivor of the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history says that it was gut-wrenching that Las Vegas police did not determine a motive for the rampage. Megan O'Donnell Clements of Wilmington, Delaware, told the Associated Press on Friday that not knowing why Stephen Paddock opened fire on the concert she attended in October is kind of horrifying and that she lacks closure. The U.S. trade deficit widened in June for the first time in 4 months as exports fell and imports grew.
The Commerce Department says the deficit in goods and services rose 7.3% to $46.3 billion in June. The overall figure included increases with China, Mexico, and Canada. U.S. exports overall slid 0.7% to $213.8 billion, while imports rose 0.6% to $260.2 billion.
Correspondent Jeremy House, in the first half of the year, the United States has registered a trade deficit of $291.2 billion, up 7.2% from the first 6 months of 2017. The National Archives has rejected the request from Democrats for all documents related to Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
The archive says that under the Presidential Records Act, it can only respond to requests from committee chairmen who are all Republicans. Democrats' request for documents from a 3-year period when Kavanaugh was a staff secretary to President George W. Bush have become a flashpoint in the confirmation battle.
And that is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. A deadly Northern California wildfire burned so hot in dry and windy conditions that it birthed a record-breaking tornado of flame, and that according to officials. They also warned of worsening conditions throughout the region. Winds in the fire whirl created July 26 near Reading reached speeds of 143 miles per hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-601-7780, 800-601-7780. Don't wait. Call now, 800-601-7780, 800-601-7780.
China has announced a $60 billion list of U.S. goods, including coffee, honey, and industrial chemicals, for retaliation if Washington goes ahead with its latest tariff round. We get more on the story now from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Beijing's finance ministry has accused the Trump administration of damaging the global economy after it proposed hiking duties on $200 million worth of Chinese goods in the second round of a dispute over technology. The Chinese ministry says its retaliatory duties of 25%, 20%, 10% or 5% on 5,207 products will be imposed if the U.S. side persists, it says, in putting its tariff measures into effect. The escalating dispute, with no settlement in sight, has fueled fears it might chill global trade and economic growth. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com. For the first time ever, a publicly traded company has surpassed the $1 trillion mark. We get more now from correspondent Bob Agnew.
There's a grainy photo on the Internet that shows a stack of Apple I computers in Steve Jobs' bedroom in his parents' house back in 1976, the first ones he and partner Steve Wozniak ever put together. Who was to know then that in just more than 40 years, a company they would start, Apple, would make history by becoming the first publicly traded company ever to exceed $1 trillion in value. It happened the very moment that Apple stocks rose for the first time to $207.05. Bob Agnew reporting.
New concerns about the security of computer tablets offered to inmates prompted Colorado authorities to take away all 15,000 of its tablets from state prisoners. The confiscation comes a week after Idaho officials said 364 inmates exposed a glitch in their tablets that they used to apply a total of $225,000 in credits. More on these stories at
you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Now we're being hindered by the Russian hoax. It's a hoax, okay? I'll tell you what, Russia's very unhappy that Trump won, that I can tell you. But I got along great with Putin. And everybody said, wow, that was a great, that was great. A couple of hours later, I started hearing these reports that, you know, they wanted me to walk up. Here's a podium here. They wanted me to walk up and go like this. They wanted me to go up and have a boxing match.
I love it. I think it's hysterical. That is so funny. That's true. That is absolutely true. Gosh, as hard as Hillary tried, she just couldn't. She just couldn't do. She couldn't win. She tried so hard. Democrats tried so hard to steal the election. They tried so hard to rob. Well, first they had to get the primary set first. So CNN was sure to leak some questions to Donna Brazile and Hillary. And Donna Brazile used to work for CNN. When I was at CNN, she was there also. But then, yeah, just They did everything that they could. Everything that they could. Anything that they could do. And that was it. They just couldn't rob. They couldn't do it to the election. And I love, and by the way, welcome to the show. At DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. This is the best show in radio. And we are progressive hate magnets. And we enjoy it. They tried so hard, the left, to make this a thing and to try to skew the election. And then when they failed, they decided that they wanted to go off on the Electoral College. Whenever something, even though it's completely constitutional, it's inherent to the structure of our country, fails for them, they freak out and they want to change it or undermine it somehow. That's how it always works. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, I want to switch it up. I got to share this story with you from Washington Free Beacon. Because, you know, the big thing right now is going back in time in Twitter and trying to punish adults for things that they wrote in high school and middle school. So now a Mizzou quarterback is suffering the same fate. University of Missouri quarterback Drew Locke was forced to apologize after a newspaper asked him about offensive tweets he sent in middle school. They asked him about offensive tweets that he sent in middle school. Okay. Really? The Columbia Daily Tribune. Who are these people? I want to know who this reporter is. Garrick Hodge. You guys want to look up Garrick Hodge? Let's look up Garrick Hodge. Garrick Hodge. Let's look up Garrick. I am fascinated. Oh, boy, we got him now. So they did this story on the Columbia Daily Tribune reported it received an email from a reader pointing to several tweets on the first team All-SEC quarterback's Twitter account dating back to 2011. He was 14 years old and in eighth grade. By the way, I really don't think that teenagers belong on Twitter because adults do horrible crap like this to them later. One of the things he wrote, one of the things he tweeted, quote, do black guys like flaming hot Cheetos? Ha ha ha, no offense, A-F-F-E-N-C-E, black guys, read the second tweet. He had like a couple of tweets, and they weren't really anything even remotely close to what Sarah Jong's were. And so they made him grovel. Who is the absolute pansy that sent this to the Columbia Daily Tribune? Who is the loser that was out there so jealous of Drew Locke that they're like, I found some tweets he made when he was 14 years old. I'm going to go tell the newspaper. Wow. You know, it's probably someone who didn't even go to college, and they're probably flipping burgers and living in their mom's basement. You know it is. And they were jealous, and so they wanted to wreck his career. And the Columbia Daily Tribune actually had the audacity to run this as an actual news story. Why do people hate the media? Example 11D Frillian and 2. And so they went and they asked him about it. They were like, they wanted to ask him about it. And he was a teenager on social media. Garrick Hodge, by the way, actually was like, people get over it. So good on Garrick. Good on Garrick. But why in the hell even write about it? People just need to get over it. Seriously? He was in eighth grade, you epic morons. And so now everyone's trying to make him, he's got to apologize. And he came out and said, I didn't intend to offend anyone with those messages, blah, blah, blah. The fact that somebody anonymous, like, tipped off, the paper didn't have to write about them at all, but they did anyway. So, you know, it's kind of kudos. He publicized the tweets, Garrick Hodge did, but then he said, stop searching for offensive stuff, especially when they're teenagers. Stop it. And you know what? You know what this is a problem of? This is a problem of people who want to ruin everyone's life. People are horrible. People are horrible. It just shows you how awesome Jesus is, because I couldn't love y'all like that. I'm sorry. There is no way. People are horrible. They see somebody doing well and they got to tear them down. that people are jealous and they're insecure and they're awful, weak people, sinful, horrible people. And so they decided to go after this college dude because of stuff he wrote when he was in eighth grade. So, and eighth graders, and particularly eighth grade boys, are there, come on. This is the problem, though, I think, with social media. There's twofold. It's twofold of a problem. Number one, social media tricks people into thinking that you have to update the world on every aspect of your life and every time a thought pops into your head. You don't. Number two, it's too accessible. I have always believed that kids should not be on social media because adults are weird and they put their baggage on them and they attack them and it's just weird. Now, in some instances, they are, but I still, you know, I still am just like, ugh. Because not every teenager has the wherewithal to think this is going to be something that stays with me. Even if I delete this tweet or this Facebook post, this is going to be something that lives forever because the internet is forever. And every bad decision, every bad thing that they do as they're at the most impressionable points of their lives is documented. Then they do it voluntarily. And then it's used against them. I think it's horrible to take something that somebody did when they were a teenager and use it against them as an adult. That's crappy. And adults are awful. They're awful. And that they were, you know, like this and Sean Newcomb and, you know, what is it, Washington National shortstop Trey Turner, all of these. They were teenagers when they were online. And this is the other thing. Parents, know what your kids are doing online. My kids are not allowed on social media. I've had weird, really awful, horrible progressives that have tried to set stuff up and do, you know, they've been, that's how bad people are. I mean, that's why I have like, we have to lock my kids down because progressives out there hunt them. But they're not allowed on social media. And one of the reasons why is because there are people out there who think that it's okay to hurt them because they dislike what their mom thinks politically. And also because you don't have great judgment when you're a teenager. You don't have great judgment when you're in junior high. Why in the world would you give a kid a platform and let them write stuff that could come, I mean, even if it's goofy or silly or whatever, doesn't even have to be malicious, that they could be made fun of in the future or have people attack them for in the future. That's the thing. People have got to really think about this stuff. So this is it's something that parents have to think about now. Like, we never, ever had to worry. I didn't worry about this when I was a kid because we didn't have, like, the social media like this. Like, I had email, like, towards the end of high school, but then nobody ever sent you an email. Now it's totally different. Everything is online. And see, and there are the online bullying and everything else like that I see with this stuff. Like, why don't let your kids get on? And the adults are the worst bullies. Kids, listen. When adults tell you not to bully, ignore them because adults are the worst bullies. So, it's just, yeah, don't get on. Don't let your kids get on social media. And people stop using, going back like 10 years or so, for crying out loud. Or, you know what, they could just say that they were doing it as satire, like Sarah Jong over at the New York Times. They could just argue that, you know. Goodness. So we're going to get some hate mail in later on as well. And we're going to talk to Jim Shockey, who is I don't know if you should be familiar with him. He's gone all over God's green earth to hunt. And he's got some charity stuff that he's doing for vets, which is awesome, that I'm going to ask him about as well. And additionally, one of the other things that I was following is the story how in the state of Florida, have you heard that 450 people in Florida have had to surrender their firearms so far because of red flag laws? Now, red flag laws, those are anybody, you know, if you can make a complaint against someone, and then what they'll do is they'll come and they will take possession of your firearms, and then you go to court and you have to work to get them back after. Anybody can make the complaint, and they show up and they will investigate anybody. Here's the problem: there's no due process. Number one, it's like swatting them. Yes, it's like it's the allowable swatting of an individual. I could make a malicious call right now on somebody and have them have their firearms taken away. If I was like a wife beater, if I was a dude and a wife beater and I wanted to make sure my, you know, empowered ex was disarmed, you could do that. Isn't that crazy? There's no due process, and it takes a long, it takes a while to get them back. And so, for instance, one of the, now this is how crazy it gets. One of the individuals, somebody had like falsely and maliciously called on, like there were two different teenagers that I think it was in Pinellas County, that people were called, that they had called and said, oh, these people, said, like one of them made a joke, not even like a, I forget how it was worded, but one of them made a joke about the security of their school, didn't even really say anything beyond that. And the police were moving to bar them from possession of a firearm for a year. And so they had to fight that. Yeah. No due process. No due process.
If you're going to take someone's firearm away, you're going to take it away for a... What kind of justification is to take it away for a temporary...
That's what red flag laws are.
So silly.
That's what red flag laws are. It's like being convicted of defamation or slander or libel. You're convicted first, and then you have to prove that they're guilty later. That's exactly what this is. It is a total bastardization of, you're completely denied due process. It's unconstitutional is what it is. 450 people so far affected. And they actually can't say whether or not they were 450 credible cases. True. And now... There are individuals where, like, for instance, one respondent, and this is Kendra Paris, who is an attorney in Florida, who says it's a violation of the Constitution. And she says that there are some disturbing gray areas, particularly amongst individuals who don't have history of violence. For instance, one student, she said, who was talking online, had a dream where they killed someone and they were just talking to someone about it, and someone called police on them, and they were one of the ones who was one of the two who they filed a petition, law enforcement did, to prevent them from possessing a gun for a minimum of 1 year because they were recounting a bad dream that they had. Yeah. Not saying they were going to do anything. And so this is how easy it is to do this to somebody. It's really frightening. So... That's what you get when you get red flag laws. It doesn't actually do anything. It punishes, and it can be used as a tool of vengeance. Are you guys happy with that?
No.
Because, you know, or are you happy with it until it's used against you? Yeah. If you want to improve your energy and stamina, you need to check out Super Beets. It's harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets. It creates a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. And the core philosophy of the company, Human, that does it, it's to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon of Super Beets daily supports your cardiovascular health and your blood pressure levels. It gives you natural energy without the need of an artificial stimulant or processed sugar. I mean, actual, real, healthy energy. You can get it in the mild berry flavor or the black cherry flavor, real cherry extract. It's very good. Call 800-664-5617, or you can visit danasbeets.com, and you'll find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. Call 800-664-5617. You can also visit danasbeets.com today. I was a total skeptic when I heard all of the MyPillow commercials. I mean, some of you might even remember I completely made fun of them. I made fun of them on air because I'm like, how does it take 10 years to create a pillow? But then I got one as a Christmas gift, and then I slept on it, and I am still sleeping on it because I love MyPillow. I have never slept so good. This thing really actually changes how well you sleep. So much of having a good, productive day really depends on you getting a good night's sleep. And I seriously want all of you to own one because I know from experience that once you do, you'll enjoy a better sleep instantly. So MyPillow is allowing me to offer my listeners this awesome deal. Use promo code Dana and you get two premium pillows plus two go-anywhere pillows. It's the MyPillow 4-pack special by using promo code Dana. And you get 50% off. Just use my name. Call 800-944-4975. That's 800-944-4975. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. Use my name. Name drop. This is the time to do it. To get 50% off your MyPillow.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things. Completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
It's the Dana Show.
At Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook, and Relentless on NRA TV at 5 p.m. Central. So, lots of good stuff. Let's go ahead and kick it into some Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, this is an idea. This guy brings a couch on his train, on his number four train, like a full-size couch. There was video shared online after a man dragged a brown leather couch through a subway station and onto a number four train. It was in New York City. In New York City. That's dedication. I'm like, watch this. He brought like a full size leather sofa. Well, it was a love seat technically, but he brought it onto the subway and sat on it, and that's how he rode it around. And he laid there and he was like totally chill. And nobody said any. Nobody complained because it was a pretty packed car too. Nobody complained about it. Wow. So if you guys want a castle, the Game of Thrones castle is for sale in Northern Ireland for just $656,000. Crazy. If you want to live in fake Westeros, it's Gosford Castle. It's the castle at River Run by fans. It's in Northern Ireland. It's going for over $650,000. That's the house that Catelyn Stark lives in. That's where she lived in. You can bid any time. Just FYI. Stay with us. Jim Shockey's up next.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/talk. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/talk. That's LightStream.com/talk. LightStream.com/talk.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Some college students are fed up with politically correct policies silencing their free speech on campus and are suing. One such group, Speech First, argues that universities are establishing arbitrary rules about what speech is acceptable, and these rules threaten First Amendment rights.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
It's the Dana Show.
At Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. And this, one of the, I'm always like, I love outdoors, and I love, there are certain people that I follow, certain people whose, you know, Facebook pages I stalk and Instagram accounts I stalk. And one of those is Jim Shockey, who I think is, I don't think that anyone would debate me that he is the most famous game hunter, period, in the world. And he also makes it look incredibly fun, and I think he's done more to encourage people to get outdoors than almost anybody that I know of. He joins us on the phone, and I have so much that I want to talk with him about, but I have to ask him right out of the block. He, just last month, because I was reading this on Facebook, he was hunting bear, and I've heard stories of people being attacked by cougars, never seen footage of it before, and I've never seen anybody react as quickly as he did. Jim Shockey, who has you know him from Outdoor Channel. He's got a show on the Outdoor Channel, Jim Hockey's Hunting Adventures, as well as Unchartered. He joins us on the phone. Jim, pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining me.
No, thank you very much. That's quite an intro. I don't know if I can live up to that.
Yeah, you're really going to have to work hard during this interview now to match the intro. Tell me, because I want to talk about the museum that you're opening and get into all of that as well. But that was pretty cool, just how quickly you reacted. I mean, you talked about this on your Facebook page as well. You were out hunting bear, and there was the skinny cougar that you said that it was probably because it was, you know, looked pretty emaciated. That's probably why it attacked you. But you reacted really quick to that. Tell us, we're glad you're okay. Tell us what happened.
Well, you know, there's a lot of cougars on Vancouver Island. There's a lot of cougars on the west, actually, coast and right down through California. But that one was just one of those situations. It happens if you're out there enough. It's a law of large numbers. Eventually, you're going to find yourself in that kind of situation. Unfortunately for the cougar, you know, it was me that it came after. And you know, I was locked and loaded, and I'd seen it cross this logging road and actually was walking up the logging road with my cameraman. And I said, we might see it up in the timber up, you know, a couple hundred yards sneaking away. You seldom ever do. Once you see them once, you're lucky to see him at all. But, you know, as we walked by, the cougar actually waited in the sowell underbrush very thick, like a temperate rainforest on Vancouver Island. And as we walked by, it came from behind me, actually, from the side of behind. And it literally leaped out and was on its second leap to come up when I swung around and shot. It was probably 5 feet away and no aiming, just pure instinctive. And like I said, I had enough forewarning because I'd seen it ahead of time that I was just aware. But if it would have been, a hiker or a biker or a logger walking along there, it would have been a totally different story. And if I would have missed, you'd probably be talking about me, not to me.
Wow. Well, it was, not to distract from the awesome hunt that you were on, but that's something that you always, whenever you're out there, you always have to be prepared and, you're just aware, but that was a very interesting thing to see because there was footage of it as well. And I know enough people have posted it online, but we're glad that everything's good. We've talked to your daughter before, Eva. She's been on the show several times.
Okay.
And you go out and you guys, because she's like the co-host of the show that you all do on the Outdoor Channel. And I also, the first time that I've heard about the museum was actually on her Instagram account. Because she had been talking about it. It's the Hand of Man. It's a museum of natural history, cultural arts, and conservation. And this is your private museum that you're opening to the public. Tell us about this.
Well, it's a lifetime of collecting not only the artifacts from around the world, the cultural arts, but also, the wildlife species. They're all full body mounts, taxidermy. But also the stories that go along with it. And so I've wanted to do this since I was 10 years old. It's the culmination of that dream to open it up. And there's no charge. It's quite a large 17,000 square feet, museum, an old school. Actually, the school that our children went to up to grade six.
Oh, wow.
And, we've converted it into a museum. And so far, opened the doors just a few weeks ago, and the response has been tremendous. I think it's because nowadays everything's so digital, it's not real anymore, or it's so sanitized. You can't get close to anything. You can't feel it. You can't. It's difficult to get a sense of it. But in this museum, you can, because it's wide open. Everything you can walk right up to. There's no and it's interactive in terms of the stories. I curated all the pieces in the museum, so there's a story behind every one. Every photograph has a story, every artifact. And it's, so far, and it ties in, like I say, the Hand of Man. We touch everything. We tend to think that we're a horrible plague. 7.5 billion of us on this earth, and if you watch the news, you just see ugly, 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 ugly over and over and over. The world's ending, sky's falling in, but that's not true. When you go back to our roots, when we were hunter-gatherers in tribes and go back to the art that still exists in this world today, it's a beautiful, pure thing. And this is what this museum ties all together is the Hand of Man, what we've touched, what we've created by hand. There's nothing factory made in there, no tourist items and it just ties it all together to show that, we are part of nature. We're good at heart, generally speaking. And the arts and our goals to maintain wildlife and manage it, conserve it, are all positive and good. And I think that's the message that the museum conveys.
Yeah, absolutely. And the museum itself, it's handofmanmuseum.com. You have quite a collection that you have gathered just from your travels just all over the world. And people can go and, you even get into, the culture and beliefs of some of the people from whom these artifacts you've collected. It's really fascinating. And I think in many respects, it kind of shows how everything is connected. There's so many common links between so many different peoples, and it's really neat to see that. But people can go to Hand of Man Museum. And before I let you go, I also want to remind everybody, too, coming up this December, you also have the Jim Shockey Classic. which you're doing that with Freedom Hunters. It's a 2-day event in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's working with people who are to honor veterans and working with veterans. People can go to JimShockeyClassic.com. Hopefully you'll have great weather, but it's golf. It's awesome. It's Jim Shockey Classic. So I think hopefully the weather will hold out, and that looks like a great event.
Well, I've heard the weather's always beautiful in South Carolina, isn't it?
I've been there before. The last time I was there, it rained on me.
No, don't tell me that.
I'm sure it's going to be different for you. No, but
that'll probably even out my game with the good golfers.
Right, right. No, but people can go to JimShockeyClassic.com for information on that. Jim, pleasure to have you. Thank you for taking some time out of your day-to-day to join us. We appreciate it.
No, it's an honor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Yeah, the museum is very cool, and people can go online and check that out as well if they don't go to it in British Columbia. But it's really cool. That man has enough stuff to put in a schoolhouse. It's a lot. We have more to get into, folks. In fact, we have Mailbag of Hate coming up, and we also have Today in Stupidity, which you do not want to miss. Now, firearms, I love going to the range. In fact, I'm going this weekend. And I hope now that we have a cold front that moved in. It really did rain on me, by the way, the last 2 times I was in South Carolina. It was really quick. It was in and out. So, now that we have a cold front in Texas, and by cold front, I mean it's 97 degrees, as opposed to like 106 that it was, I think. But now I'm going to, because I like going outside and shooting more so than staying indoors in a range, because you can do more things and draw from the hip, and you can work on drills and do all kinds of fun stuff. And one of my favorite manufacturers to take, I take a bunch of their stuff with me every time, is Kel-Tec. I take the tactical shotgun, the KSG. I have my PMR-30. I do a lot of target acquisition and some drills and timing stuff with that. The RDB, Bullpup Done Right. They make some really cool stuff. They're very innovative. They're innovative not just with design and the quality of engineering, but also with safety as well. And they're affordable. I mean, you get really, really great firearms for a very affordable price. And I also love how they, in terms of innovation, they help our brethren out there in California that are very limited in what they can get. They help get around some of the crazy optically speaking, laws out there. So, for instance, the RDB 17, they have the RDBC, which is special for California. It switches out a few of the cosmetic things on the RDB to make it California-friendly. So instead of the pistol grip, it has the bolt-action rifle grip. Instead of the tactical Picatinny rail on the RDB 17, you have the traditional hunting handguard, and you get a 10-round PMAG instead of the 20-round PMAG. They want to make sure that everyone can take advantage of the freedom that Kel-Tec makes. Check them out at KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
At Ace, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And like Ace, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
The future looks bright for conservatives with thousands in tax cuts, a booming economy, low unemployment, and the president's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh as Supreme Court Justice. Support this bright future and switch to Patriot Mobile's Supreme cell phone service. Patriot Mobile is the nation's only conservative cell phone company dedicated to supporting the causes in which you believe. Vote with your dollars on issues that you care about, like protecting your rights and the Constitution's originality, all by just paying your Patriot Mobile cell phone bill. While supplies last, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a water-resistant phone perfect for the summer and help bring about conservative change. Don't forget to mention promo code Dana and they'll waive your activation fee. Switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting patriotmobile.com/Dana. Again, that's 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Dana. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Dana. Switch today and start making conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
On iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
Always Stoner. I love The Cure, and I love this song. It's Friday. Okay, so now we're going to end it. We're going to end it on a nice note, but one of the big topics was the 3D gun printing stuff, right? Everybody's so unbelievably upset over it, and a lot of misinformation out there. So let's go ahead, because I've got some really fun emails. I got a couple here that I'll read to you for Mailbag of Hate.
And now it's finally that part of the show where Dana monetizes the hate. All week, hateful posts, tweets, replies, and emails have been collected. The best of the best make the cut. It's Mailbag of Hate on the Dana Show.
Yep. Real emails and really real tweets from individuals who are out there and just being incredibly insane. So, well, all of that real stuff, and then we take the money that we make from our sponsored segment. We use it to buy more ammo for the Liberty Stash and to put some extra in the plate for Jesus on Sunday. All right, so first up, Tabitha. I don't understand if she's... Okay, so she sends... This is an email. The subject is... And everything is in caps lock. The subject is murderer with like 1,000 question marks. Did she hit the wrong key? I don't know.
Maybe.
So she writes this. And I'm going to read it like spelling errors, run-on sentences, everything. Just so you guys don't think I'm trying to make people sound bad. Like I read them just as they are actually written. So Tabitha writes... If you allow people to make 3D guns at home, they will soon print 3D bombs and things they can use to blow places up, such as the pressure cookers have done, and such as other things, such as, with nail bombs. Are you real okay with having that sort of thing on your conscience, Dana Lash? Why are you wanting to arm everyone up for war? Tabitha. Okay, so, okay, a couple of things.
She's a gem.
People are already allowed to do that. They're already allowed to make 3D printed guns. Technically, all guns are 3D printed guns, but whatever. They're allowed to manufacture a firearm at home for personal use. It's completely legal, number one. Number two, it's been illegal for 30 years to make an undetectable firearm, literally because of the Undetectable Firearms Act of 1988, which stipulates you have to have 3.6 ounces or more of metal in your firearm, which that is detectable. And you can't just remove the metal, because otherwise you're talking about making the gun not work. I know that's something that Killmeat had asked the other day, but I'm like, yeah, well, you can also file off a serial number on a non-plastic gun, but also you can just have your gun not work if you want to take the metal out of it. I mean, I don't think that people understand that if the material, like plastic, is malleable enough to print and then melt together, when you use heat and force and the gas that requires to that's required to expel a bullet from a gun, you're basically doing that same process to the inside of the gun, which is going to render it not work. And you know how primers and firing pins and all of this stuff work, people? Come on. So this... and when it comes to print 3D bombs, I don't even know what that means. Am I missing something? I don't know about the bomb aspect of it. Can you do that? I don't think you can print a, like the mechanics. I don't understand that. That bombs are like chemical reactions.
Yeah,
so
like printing an explosive.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. What is it, like a grenade or something? But even then you have to put stuff in it. That's just the, okay. That's not how that works. And, yeah, I don't, there's, no, just, that's not how any of that works. Okay, so, David, same thing, same topic, he emails, yeah, it's still illegal to do illegal things, as Kane says, there's no subject. He emails, quote, 3D guns are invisible to TSA and can be put on planes and kill everyone on board. You are irresponsible. And then a whole new sentence. For advocating this plastic downloadable death. Someone read Alyssa Milano. They've already killed so many people, and here you want more. Murderer! David. Okay, so start at the beginning. It is illegal to have an undetectable firearm, number one. They're not invisible to TSA because of Undetectable Firearms Act since 1988, number two. Where have they been put on planes, number three? When have they killed anybody anywhere? Number four. Plastic downloadable death. That's a fabulous, fabulous electronica death metal band name. Yeah. He says they've already killed so many people. Where? Where? David, feel free to like email me, danaradio.com and my email up there. Where have they done that? Where has that happened ever at all? See, this is what I'm talking. None of this is true. Where are people getting? Oh, that's right. The entity that we've been criticizing for 2 hours, the media. Right. Before we get going, congratulations to our friends Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. He's the new Knox County Mayor in Tennessee. He's been on the show several times. Congrats, Glenn. And Kane, Today in Stupidity, that's where
have all kinds of it. Like Acosta, I thought that would be too easy to do today, but apparently Ann Thompson on NBC promises that there will be an environmental, get this, civil war over what Trump has been doing in rolling back regulations. Let's hear what she has to say about that.
California Governor Jerry Brown tweeted this morning, says, we will fight this stupid idea in every way possible. 19 attorneys general around the country are promising to sue the Trump administration over this. So we are about to see an environmental civil war in this country over these rollbacks.
Environmental civil war. Because more government control has always been great for the environment.
Yeah.
Please.
Wow.
Stop with all that stuff.
Is she calling for a war? Because isn't that we usually, those are the rules.
She used those actual words.
Yeah, there you go. Folks, that does it for us today. Have a great night, and I'll be back with you Monday.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Authorities are ordering residents along a Northern California lake to evacuate homes in the path of a growing wildfire amid concerns that hot, windy, and dry weather conditions will persist throughout the weekend. A wildfire remains several miles from the communities along the eastern shore of Clear Lake. That's about 110 miles north of San Francisco. The wildfire has grown to 175 square miles and is a few miles from connecting with a second blaze that has grown to 64 square miles. More states are suing the Trump administration to dissolve a settlement it reached with a company that wants to post instructions online for making 3D printed firearms that are hard to trace and detect.
Attorneys general from 19 states plus the District of Columbia have filed an amended complaint asking a judge to make it illegal to share plans on creating printable plastic weapons. The states say that downloadable files threaten public safety and their ability to enforce gun laws.
Correspondent Dennis Crowley, a U.S. judge, has scheduled a hearing on August 21st on the state's request to reverse the federal agreement with Austin, Texas-based Defense Distributed. More problems for Amazon's facial recognition tools.
Just a week after one program incorrectly identified 28 members of Congress as criminals, a second program tested by BuzzFeed mistakenly identified a number of people on the FBI's most wanted list as celebrities. That included a photo of a black male who was incorrectly identified as former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus have raised concerns that the tools could have an undue negative impact on communities of color.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again for Relief Factor, the company that's helping thousands of people, just like my wife Shirley and me, deal with all kinds of occasional aches and pains. For years, Shirley struggled with her neck and her shoulder pain, kept her from sleeping through the night. A lot of people, just like Shirley, struggle with aches and pains due to aging or exercise. Why don't you order the 3-week quick start? It's now only $19.95, and let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident.
It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Dr. Charles Schneiderman tells us about biomarkers in brain diseases and why they're important in this first of two reports.
Many diseases can be diagnosed precisely by testing blood or other body fluids. Most brain diseases, in particular those causing behavior changes, must be diagnosed by signs and symptoms. Discovering biomarkers can not only lead to better diagnosis, but may also give important clues to treatment for diseases that currently have none. This is Dr. Charles Snyderman reporting from Washington.
Well, what happens when you wake up to about 100 goats in your neighborhood? Well, for starters, you won't have to mow or trim your hedges. It all happened this morning in West Boise. A company actually rents the goats so they can naturally mow lawns. They had been rented to chow down on a nearby retention pond. When they broke free, they were eventually rounded up and rented to or returned to the company called We Rent Goats. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. senators from New England want to grant the lobster another day, a national day of celebration.
The lawmakers have introduced a resolution to again designate September 25th as National Lobster Day to honor the economic, historic, cultural, and culinary contributions of lobsters. Maine led the nation in American lobster landings in 2016 with 132 million pounds, valued at nearly $540 million, followed by Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. The resolution is being led by Maine's U.S. Senators Angus King and Susan Collins, who say it honors not only the lobsters, but also the people who harvest, ship, and cook them. Jeremy House reporting.
Dolly Parton's Dollywood Amusement Park has announced a $37 million expansion with rides, a restaurant, and live entertainment. The expansion is called Wildwood Grove. It is planned to open next year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
So we've started the wall, $1.6 billion. We're fixing walls all over the border. And we're going to start to get very nasty over the wall. You know, the Democrats, anything I want, and it's not even the Republicans. I don't know if they care about the if they care about me. They're very concerned. Anything I want, they want to oppose. You know, I just figured out how to do the wall. I'll say, I don't want to build a wall, and they'll insist on building it. That's...
You know, that might not be a bad idea. The president in Wilkes-Barre. I remember when I was in college, Brooklyn College, I actually did, I think, one play-by-play basketball game. And it was against the, I thought I said Wilkes-Barre team. It might have been some amateur league, now that I think of it. I mean, it was a while ago, brushing off the memory. But I'm told it's Wilkes-Barre. So either way, that's where President Trump was. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Chris Plant Show. I'm Steve Malzberg, in again for Chris, who is on vacation, a well-deserved vacation, of course.
888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. So we have so much to get to today, and we will get to all of it. Don't be fooled by the low job numbers announced just a few minutes ago for the month of July. Steve Moore, the ultimate authority, will join us in the final hour towards the end talking about those numbers. So you will be well-equipped and well-informed. Also, the Jim Acosta-Sarah Huckabee confrontation yesterday, and then the rant, the self-described rant that Acosta went on CNN after that confrontation with Sarah Huckabee. We've got it all. And the newest hire, the newest New York Times editorial board hire, who many might consider to be a blatant, outright racist. All will be discussed, so never fear. However, I do want to start with what Trump had to say yesterday at the rally for Congressman Lou Barletta, who's looking to become the next senator from the state of Pennsylvania. See, I know how to say Pennsylvania. Replacing, hopefully, Bob Casey. So there he was, and it was a big day involving immigration. The media first kind of not praising Ivanka Trump, but quoting her to get back at her father, and then attacking her. And really, most of them left out the best part of what she said when it came to immigration and the separation of families. So we're going to do all that right now. So you heard the president talk about the wall, and you know the Democrats will oppose anything that he is for. He also brought up MS-13, cut three.
So Bob Casey doesn't mind MS-13 coming in. These are the slicers. They slice people up, and they're... Hey, remember I called them animal, and Nancy Pelosi scolded me. How dare he call another human being an animal? They're animals.
And that's why the people love him. That's why the people love him. Come on, Nancy. Haven't heard from you this morning. How about Chucky? You coming out to scold the president, to trash the president for what he just said? Come on. His poll numbers will keep going up, and the chances for Republicans in November will keep increasing. So keep it up. And then he talked about Senator Casey.
Bob Casey wants to fire the incredible men and women of ICE. He wants to abolish ICE. Because he's weak. And let me just tell you something. These people are so tough. And you need tough. Because the only thing that MS-13 and these gangs that we're throwing the hell out of here at record numbers, we're doing a good job. But the only thing that these gangs understand is tough.
By the way, I'm told now it was Wilkes-Barre, which I don't think it fit into my whole opening statement. So scratch that whole opening statement. Thank you, Victoria. Anyway, so there you go. He hit on ICE. He hit on MS-13. He took on Casey. He talked about building the wall. You know, all Trump staples. And before we get to what Ivanka had to say when she was asked about separation of children at a forum she was at, I want to bring up a very overlooked story, I think. This is from Wednesday, Federal Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit, but of course, said that Donald Trump's executive order limiting federal funding to sanctuary cities, well, they ruled it unconstitutional. They said that federal funding could be withheld only by congressional authorization. The Ninth Circuit also noted that the U.S. District Court went too far by blocking the policy nationwide and sent this back, this case back for reconsideration and further findings. And this, I believe, had to do specifically with California. They wrote, "We conclude that under the principle of separation of powers and in consideration of the spending clause, which vests exclusive power to Congress to impose conditions on federal grants, the executive branch may not refuse to disperse the federal grants in question without congressional authorization." That was a 2-1 ruling. It was not the full court. Now, back in January of 2017, Trump signed an executive order that dealt with interior immigration enforcement. And the Ninth Circuit said on Wednesday they ruled against a provision that limited funding to jurisdictions that don't cooperate with federal immigration enforcement, also known as sanctuary cities. So this is bad. But folks, we have the Congress. We have the House. We have the Senate. Why don't we, on this funding matter, on this appropriations matter, why doesn't the House start it off and pass a bill withholding the funding that Trump's executive order would have withheld from sanctuary cities? I'll tell you why. Paul Ryan wants nothing to do with it. Or it would be done. It would have been done before this court ruling. Mitch McConnell wants nothing to do with it, or it would have been done before this court ruling. It makes sense. If you're not talking legality, and you have to talk legality, doesn't it make sense? I mean, that a city or a locality would say, we're not going to cooperate with the federal government when it comes to law enforcement? Well, then guess what? You're not going to get the federal funds, all of them that you wanted or were getting. They got to be punished. You can't have anarchy. So if it takes an act of Congress, then so be it. Then Congress, act. Act. We have an attorney general who won't act. We have a Congress who, in many cases, won't act. And these are Republicans. You know, we talk about the deep state. We see Strzok and Page and McCabe and so many others. But let's look inside our own party. We got a taste of it yesterday. We got a taste from Christy Whitman, the former governor of New Jersey, on this program. Republican, who wants Trump to quit, to step down. Why? Basically, when push came to shove, because she doesn't like him. So it's not just the deep state. It's not just the Obama holdovers. It's not just the media. It's people in the Republican Party, some of them out of politics, like Christy Whitman, and some of them sitting in the speaker's chair in the House of Representatives. It is disgraceful. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. I mean, am I right? Of course I'm right, if I say so myself. I am absolutely right. And it's been evident, you know, for quite a while, for a long time. What Paul Ryan should have done was step down once he determined he wasn't going to run again. What the heck's he doing as speaker? It's just insane. And it's a shame. It really is a shame. So much of what should be... Can you imagine if there were an investigation into the Clinton Foundation? Can you imagine if there were an investigation... And I don't mean by the Inspector General, who I'm not knocking, but doesn't have subpoena power. An investigation prompted by Sessions and the Justice Department into Strzok and Page and McCabe and the whole thing. The whole shebang. Or his wife. I mean, everybody. Can you imagine? That's how it should be. That's what we expected. There are so many people out there, qualified candidates to be attorney general. I got to tell you, if I'm Trump, the first thing I do, once Mueller's report is issued, is I fire Sessions. I just fire Sessions and get someone in there who will do everything I just mentioned and more. I mean, we're a year and a half into this. What do you think, Sessions is going to wake up one day and start doing what he's supposed to do? Now, we will have a new speaker in the House next year, one way or another, to quote Blondie. Always like to quote Blondie. Hopefully going to be someone like Jim Jordan or Congressman Steve Scalise, possibly, who I like. I don't like McCarthy. I know the president does, but he's just another Ryan in my view. So on immigration, to take it full circle back, this court decision, not surprising, not the final word, disappointing, but we knew that was going to happen, and Congress had to know it was going to happen, and I think that this should have been taken care of a long time ago. Let's go to Richard in Frederick, Maryland. Hello, Richard. You're the first person up this morning on the Chris Plant Show with Steve Ballsberg. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. Just wanted to let you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, over and above that, the reason Ryan and McConnell do not want you do anything about the illegal aliens in the sanctuary cities is they really do not want the American population to know how many illegal aliens are in the country. It's been 12 million. It's been told to us as being 12 million for more than, 20 years? It's not like one comes in and one goes out. Plus, they don't want the fact to get out, unless you actually do some research on it, that the United States governments, state, local, and federal, spend approximately $134 billion per year on illegal aliens in this country. That's money that could go towards education, can go to homeless veterans, can go to helping people that are in medical need, et cetera. They don't want it to get out.
Well, you just let it get out there, Richard. So I thank you very much for your call. All right, folks, more of your calls at 888-630-9625. We'll hear from Ivanka Trump and a little from Brooke Baldwin in response to Ivanka. And we'll also throw around some more on this very important issue of immigration and what the polls say about the president's four-pillar plan on the topic across racial lines, ethnic lines. You might be surprised or might not. All that, Steve Ballsberg on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accu-Check and Walgreens TruMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Allie's mom knew she had a strong kick even back in the womb. And from then on, Allie was always kicking a ball and saying she was going to play pro soccer. And one day, while she was kicking a ball against a wall, her skills drew even more attention. Her boss said, "Could you please stop that and get me those quarterly numbers I asked for?" Turns out Allie just wasn't that good at soccer. But she was a good accountant. That's why she switched to Geico. She knew they could save her a bunch of money on car insurance. And she sure wasn't ever going to make that pro soccer money. No.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger.
With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
The road courses like Watkins Glen have gotten to be some of the most physical, aggressive racing that we see all year.
Let's do it here at the Glen.
Watkins Glen falls into the category of being really, really fast.
That track takes a lot of driver skill to get around.
It's always really fun for the fans. Kind of seems like we just crash each other.
The road course at Watkins Glen, Sunday, 3 Eastern, only on NBC.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? You may qualify for the Fresh Start program. Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how the program works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. They know the proper steps to save you the most amount of money. They will negotiate your tax debt and protect you from bank levies or wage garnishments. Call for your free Fresh Start information now. 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. 800-955-8408.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With Wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave Ventilation Unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. For more information, visit dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com. Or call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Ballsberg for Chris on the Chris Plant Show. We're talking about Donald Trump, immigration, the court decision that nobody's really talking about. And we'll get to Ivanka in just a few moments. And voter ID, which to me fits in with this. Sarah Huckabee managed to weigh in on that yesterday before Acosta accosted her. I can't be the first person who has said that. By the way, I'm an idiot. Okay, Wilkes-Barre, Wilkes-Barre, and Wilkes-Barre are all the same place. I understand that, and I thank you all for calling in and barraging Victoria with the various pronunciations. So I'm sticking with whatever, Pennsylvania. But there you go. Okay, let's get back to the phones, shall we? And let's go to Don in Silver Spring. Hello, Don. You're next on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Mr. Mossberg.
Don, if you call me Mr. Molesberg, I have to call you Mr. Don. So call me Steve.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for pinch hitting for Chris. Awesome job. I want to make a point. I mean, you were on point, you know, this morning. I mean, listening to you. But here's the thing: the biggest problem that our president did on January 21st, 2017, was putting a part of the swamp back, into his administration. Like you said, the attorney general and all the people that he's put in the first 6 to 7 months in his administration. That is what his heartburn is. I think he is to blame for, the picks that he made.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. He made the pick, and it's his responsibility. And if you're going to blame anybody for that pick, you're going to blame him. Absolutely. And I thank you very much for the call, Don. Let's go to Eddie in D.C. Eddie, you're next, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say that I wish that it was close to debate time so they could have an open debate about immigration, illegal immigration, because the Democrats just basically have talking points. It's like how they try to – they just totally ignore that the same thing as far as children being separated from their parents, when they come over to the border illegally, was happening under Obama. They ignore that, and they act like Trump is doing something so wrong, and all he's doing is enforcing the law. And one other thing, the roundtable discussion that the president had a couple days ago about prison reform with black pastors. And
unfortunately, Eddie, we're going to have to say prison reform for next week. But I thank you very much. All right, more straight ahead on the Chris Plant Show.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
That was a low point for me as well. I feel very strongly about that, and I am very vehemently against family separation and the separation of parents and children. So. I would agree with that sentiment. I think immigration is incredibly complex as a topic. Illegal immigration is incredibly complicated.
That's Ivanka Trump speaking yesterday, asked about the separation issue. Steve Malzberg here on the Chris Plant Show, 888-630-9625. So Ivanka said it was a low point. Ivanka said it was a low point, the whole separation of children issue. But you just heard her say, you know, immigration, it's a complicated issue. And here's what she went on to say.
I am a daughter of an immigrant. My mother grew up in communist Czech Republic. But we are a country of laws. So, you know, she came to this country legally. And we have to be very careful about incentivizing behavior that puts children at risk of being trafficked, at risk of entering this country with coyotes.
I got to tell you, the media didn't know what to do. First, they used the beginning of her statement, her first answer, that it was a low point for her, as good for her. You know, look, she's differing from her father. And then they started saying, wait a minute, we can't praise Ivanka Trump. And then they started saying, well, Well, why didn't she use her influence? She's not only a daughter, she's an advisor. So why couldn't she convince the president? Why didn't she do more? She didn't do enough. Well, listen to her whole answer. It may have been a low point for her. Nonetheless, she's not saying it shouldn't happen. Nonetheless, she's saying you cannot have a policy that incentivizes illegal immigration for the sake of these children and others and for other reasons. So they didn't know what to do, but they wound up trashing her, which is par for the course. Chris Cuomo ran that last part you just heard where she explained further about immigration and how you can't incentivize, and he said, that makes absolutely no sense. None. Really. Made sense to me. Let's listen to cut six again.
I am a daughter of an immigrant. My mother grew up in communist Czech Republic. But we are a country of laws. So, you know, she came to this country legally. And we have to be very careful about incentivizing behavior that puts children at risk of being trafficked, at risk of entering this country with coyotes.
Yeah. With coyotes, with sex offenders, we have it happening now. And if you don't separate them, if you just let them stay together, no questions asked, once they enter illegally, you don't know who they're with. But Chris Cuomo couldn't understand what that meant. Made no sense to him. And then Brooke Baldwin with Jim Acosta, and he was, you know, in the middle of his rant following his confrontation with Sarah Sanders. We'll get to that later. But here, listen to cut 20.
Forgive me for going on a rant, but I think that they've lost sight of that here at this White House.
Let me say amen, and also let me also say what took Ivanka Trump so long to say that the press isn't the enemy of the people.
Oh, okay. My mistake. See, I'll admit a mistake. I don't bring you fake news. Okay, she was talking about this. Let's go back. Ivanka also weighed in. She was asked, is the press the enemy of the people? This will be cut 7 and 8. So here's cut 7.
We have a number of our colleagues here on the press. Do you think that we're the enemy of the people?
Sorry?
Do you think the media is the enemy of the people?
No, I do not.
That's not a view that's shared in your family.
Are you looking for me to elaborate?
And sure.
No, I don't.
Okay. And then she went on to believe we have cut 8 to say this.
I certainly have, I can share my own personal perspective. I've certainly received my fair share of reporting on me personally that I know not to be fully accurate. So I've, you know, I have some sensitivity around why people have concerns and gripe, especially when they're sort of feel targeted. But no, I do not feel that the media is the enemy of the people.
Okay. She was asked about this. It caught her off guard. It had nothing to do with what she was there to talk about at this symposium. I forget who was running it. Nonetheless, so then Brooke Baldwin says, and what took her so long? Well, she was asked about it. She wasn't offering it. She didn't bring it up. And again, no matter what Ivanka says or does or Trump says or does, if in the view of the press it's the right thing, which is rare, the first words out of their mouth was, well, why did it take him so long or take her so long? So please, let's not get started with that right now. One more issue I want to throw in the mix, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. Back to your phone. 888-630-9625. Voter ID. You remember at the rally in Tampa. Now, Tampa, I know how to pronounce. Although the Tampa Bay Rays play in St. Petersburg. So throw that in the mix. At the rally in Tampa, Donald Trump talked about voter ID and how we might have to have it. And you know, you need an ID when you go to a supermarket. Well, the media went nuts. I've never had an ID at a supermarket. And, by the way, if you're going to buy alcohol, you know, at a grocery store or something like that, you do need an ID. A lot of people do if they're of a look of a certain age or they're younger. So, yeah, you do in certain instances. But so here is Sarah Sanders asked if the president is going to press for stricter voter ID laws as if it's some kind of evil. And here's Sarah.
Look, we're looking to do everything we can at this point to protect the 2018 elections, the integrity of those elections, and moving on beyond 2018 to 2020 and after. We haven't made a final decision, but certainly looking at every option available to us. It's not unreasonable. If I return something to a department store, if I have to cash a check, I have to show my ID in order to do those things. It's not outrageous that if you're going to vote to decide on who the leaders of the local communities, your state and the federal government are going to be, that you would be asked to show an ID.
Racist! Racist! How dare you expect black people and Hispanic people to have IDs? Racist! You ever hear of anything so ridiculous in your life? It's racist to say what Sarah Sanders just said. Now, nobody called her racist yesterday, but I you know, that's that view, that common sense, factual view, is racist, according to the left, to expect minorities to have an ID. I can't even fathom it. I can't even fathom it. What an insult. What a racist thing to say that blacks and Hispanics and other minorities can't have a photo ID, can't get a photo ID, like the rest of the world. What a racist point of view. It's like the statement that the left and those who support illegal immigration, when they say, well, who else are going to clean the toilets? Who else are going to stand in the fields 20 hours a day in the unbearable heat and pick the crops? That's racist. If it were the other way around, believe me, that would be racist. But voter ID, no one without an ID should be allowed to vote. Ever. Ever. Can't get an ID. Give me a break. Okay. To the phones we go, 888-630-9625. And let's go to Patrick in Leesburg, Virginia. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, sir. Thank you.
You know, I just got in the car and I turned it on and you were talking, you know, they were playing that clip of Ivanka. It is so out of control. I mean, I grew up in Loudoun County. It's not the same place as it was before. And, you know, I'm going to show my age, but my family, my wife and I have been talking about it. We're very, very seriously considering going Mosquito Coast, if you ever saw that movie. I mean, everywhere you turn now, you can't get away from it. I open up the paper, it's constantly what you were just talking about. Everything is seen through a racial lens. The man's doing a great job, and they can't give him any credit. And it really makes it hard to just get through the day without just wanting to put your head to a wall.
No, you're absolutely right. Let me give you another example. And this just popped into my head. I remember pointing this out to my son yesterday. And again, I always have it on CNN, so I tend to pick on CNN more than any other network. But Donald Trump, they played a soundbite of Trump saying that Putin is very unhappy that I won. And they said, liar, liar. Then they played Putin from that press conference standing next to Trump saying he wanted Trump to win. So Trump was a liar. No, they're not mutually exclusive. Putin wanted Trump to win. Now, a year and a half later, Trump is saying Putin is sorry I won, because the implication being he's being tough on Putin. So what does one thing have to do with the other? The answer, nothing.
Well, the issue,
like when
I have,
Aaron
honestly,
Burnett said that Trump's willing to sit down with the leader of Iran without preconditions, so why isn't he willing to do that with Mueller? One thing has nothing to do with the other. So I understand where you're coming from there, Patrick.
Well, one of the issues I have also is that when are they going to realize? I mean, we don't share their ideology. They didn't win. People rejected it. And you knew this was going to happen the minute he won. They were going to go full court press to try to make him look, you know, illegitimate and, you know, cause, you know, people to be fractured. But this was all started by Obama, this division. It's out of control. I mean, you really can't.
Yeah.
You can see the hate in people's faces when they talk about him. It's really a scary time.
Yep, absolutely, Patrick. It is absolutely a scary time. I thank you for your call. Let's go to Daryl in Westminster, Maryland. Hello, Daryl. You're next on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Mr. Steve. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Okay. Hey, Sidney Powell made a really great comment when she said that Mueller is their insurance policy, which I agree 1,000,000%. But not to elaborate too much on that, getting to voting, my voting registration says I'm the party of the unaffiliated. And when I went there, they were asking me questions. And I went to vote for Trump, I said, why don't you just take my driver's license? Because they were asking me different information. They said, oh, we're not allowed to ask for that. I said, what? I know, not personally, but through the grapevine, where other brothers voted for their family members because they knew all the information and never were checked. Fortunately, they voted for the right person. But anyway, it just shows you how broken the system is and how stupid our congressmen on both sides actually think us Americans are. Also, on immigration real quick, there was a producer named Jocko Boyan.
Okay, you there? All right, we lost him. I'm not sure what a producer of what. I don't know what he was talking about there. By the way, Mueller being an insurance policy of sorts, I'm not sure what Daryl was referring to, but I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that this report, whatever it is going to come out right before the midterms. It may even come out right as the hearings for Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee, are taking place. It's going to accuse Donald Trump of some kind of obstruction, and the media is going to lead the charge. The left is going to go nuts, and you're going to have Madonna in the street. I don't know if she'll threaten to blow up the White House again or not. And they're going to demand the hearings be postponed. This is a tainted president. He can't have a Supreme Court nominee, and it's going to have an effect on the midterms. That's what I predict. So get ready. I see that coming down the road, and it's not that far away. Okay, 888-630-9625. Steve Malzberg, in for the vacationing Chris on the Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Jake!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
Hmm, what a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With Wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave Ventilation Unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. For more information, visit dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com. Or call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
All right, Steve Malzberg, hour number one, almost in the books, as they say. In hour number two, it's going to be the Acosta-Huckabee confrontation and the aftermath, which is the Acosta rant with Brooke Baldwin on CNN. So fasten your seatbelts for that one. 888-630-9625. Don't forget, follow me on Twitter. At Steve M. Talk, at Steve M. Talk, and Facebook.com/Steve M. Talk. David is in Alabama. Hello, David.
Hey, Steve. Good to talk to you again. You've done an awesome job filling in, I think, this whole week. So.
Well, thank you very much. I'll be back Monday and Tuesday as well.
Okay. Well, I think what we saw with the last election is we're tired of the gentlemen, and we need the fighters, the ones that go and fight for the country. That's why I'm glad to see a lot of the military servants that have, coming into office and everything. Paul Ryan. I love the guy personally, family man, just awesome person. So terrible in what he's done. You talk negotiations, something that Trump is good at, but they have never thrown down the gauntlet in negotiations with the Democrats. They always give them one for one. It's just terrible. It's a shame. It's disgraceful. Kevin McCarthy, I do not want in any way. Scalise, I have questions about. Would hope he would do okay, but I have zero doubts of Jim Jordan. And I would have to say, too, you know, people love to blame the Freedom Caucus, but they are about 40 members in the Congress, in the House, and they are not the problem in America. It's the whole Democrat Party, you know, is since Carter days has been just unbelievably against our nation in every way, in national defense, every issue, wrong side. They're on the communist socialist side. Now they've gone bonkers. I think Paul Ryan probably would have been okay with Hillary being president. He would have, you know, and it's a shame. But, you know, good person, but done a terrible thing for the country. He's done not near as bad, obviously, as Ted Kennedy, who was in through how many presidents. But, you know,
David, I agree with you. I agree
and
with you, and I thank you very much. I thank you very much for the call, David. I do agree with you to a great extent on the things you said. I would love to see Jordan or someone of his ilk be the speaker. Of course, for that to happen, the Republicans will have to, you know, keep the House. And historically, that's extremely unlikely. Although we're in different times, we're not that far removed from the thrashing that the Democrats took under Bill Clinton in his first midterm and that Obama took in his first midterm. I mean, they lost 40, 50, 60 seats and a bunch in the Senate. So it's expected for Trump to lose the House. But the media makes it sound like if it happens, it's some big upset and a big rebuke of Trump. All right. Hour number two on deck on the Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.